The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in progress.
Hello, I'm Robert Goulet. Da-da-dee-da-da-da-doo.
PFW in progress.
What you get is one full hour of rip-roaring.
Fred Kirsch.
Not some dubious ruffians without the chops, but by a professionally trained voice man.
I don't think Ben Watson is a cheap tipper. I think your girlfriend probably gave
Paul Perillo.
I don't care if he is Mr. Notorious Big. Can he croon?
Let's groove tonight.
I can sing it because Gary's not in there.
You get the idea. It's Snoopy, Dre, Biggie, Huffman.
And Andy. And Andy?
Coolio. The whole bunch. Watch what I do with this little ditty from Mr. Cisco called the Thong Song. Are they going to sing it again? Shabang, shabop, bop, thong song.
Andy Hart.
You wouldn't hire a clown to fix a leak in the john. Yeah.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
You don't even blink, do you? Quick staring contest, me and you, now. You win, you always do.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Anyway, check out the CD. You'll just love it. Or my name is...
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. The gang's all here. Fred, Andy, Tom, Paul, Gary's in the booth. And it's Friday here at Gillette Stadium. And we are getting ready for a free weekend.
Thank
the bye
God.
Weekend. You guys going to be watching football? Or are you going to take
baby.
The week off?
I've been waiting for this. I'm gonna work out after work, Fred. I'm gonna go home, take a shower. I wash my sweatpants. I'm gonna put them on my sweatshirt.
I washed my sweatpants.
I'm not moving again until Monday morning.
That's it. So you'll be watching the full slate of games available.
Yep.
Everybody. What do we got on TV? I know the
Giants. William Amherst.
The Giants-Dallas game is on, right?
So yeah, I don't know what's on at 1.
I'll definitely watch that. Are there any other games worth watching?
I don't know. We'll probably get the Buffalo
so no?
Miami game.
So no is what you're telling me? I won't watch that.
The Colts game's on at night. That'll be a good one.
Oh, that won't be a bad game to watch. Colts, San Diego.
You won't watch any game that you don't like? I mean,
well, I'm not going to watch two bad teams playing, no.
No? You don't watch it anyway?
What game in particular are we talking
about?
Well,
I mean, if there's a game on, you don't just watch it no matter who's playing?
No.
Why not?
If I'm not interested in it?
Yeah.
Because he's not interested in it.
I think I just answered the question for you. If I'm not interested, I'm not interested in watching Buffalo or Miami play.
Oh, because I thought football fans watch no matter what.
Oh, well, okay. I guess I'm not a football fan then. I watch a game if I'm interested in it.
All right, web radio at Patriots.com.
Do you watch every Monday night game?
I start every Monday night game. I don't finish every Monday night game.
If I don't have any interest in the Monday night game, I don't watch that. So I guess you're right. I'm not a football fan.
Okay.
We finally got to the root of the issue here. He's not a football fan.
Yeah.
But speaking of football, football,
what? What's that?
Soccer, the Revs.
Oh, yeah. They got
They earned the right to lose in the MLS Cup again.
No. Big shout out to the Revs. Big
great
game
kick.
Last night.
Did you
unbelievable
see
bicycle goal.
How many saw it live?
Taylor,
how many members of the show saw it live?
I did.
Me too. Flipping through. I watched 30 seconds of the game, and I saw the kick.
So 3 out of 5, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
You saw it live?
No, him, Gary.
I watched the whole game.
I think that's a huge deal.
I watched every minute. It was great.
I watched
delivery for Twellman from Thompson. He gets ahead to it. Bicycle kick. Oh, what a goal. Taylor Twellman with the overhead bike. Foxborough's going nuts.
All 722.
I saw it on ESPN, and I didn't think anything of it. And I said, big deal.
It was a great
kick.
Come on,
Tom.
Could care less.
Don't be such a curmudgeon.
Kick.
I didn't see it.
It was great,
and it's
a great athletic.
But the problem
like
with it, Fred,
bowling for me.
The problem with it, Fred,
yes.
Is I watch it and I go, "Wow, that was a great." That's the first time I've ever said that's a great play by the Revs guy. Great kick, entertaining. It was athletic, and then I hear the announcers say, "And they really could disallow that goal by saying it was a dangerous play." You tell me the most entertaining thing I've ever seen could have and should have been disallowed on some level.
No, it shouldn't have been.
Well, he could have kicked the guy in the head. If they have a rule that says if you could kick him in the head, you should disallow it, he could have kicked the guy in the head.
No, it was a clean goal. But anyway, great game by the Revs.
You're a homer for the Revs, too.
They called it right.
They will be playing in the championship on November 18th in Washington, D.C. against either
what time is that
Kansas
game?
City or Houston.
Is that a primetime affair to go head-to-head with the Patriots?
Sure.
Why such a gap in between the
The other game's tonight.
Well, you need 2 weeks of build-up. It's like the Super Bowl. Well,
that's my point exactly. Why such a gap?
Tomorrow is the other game,
yeah,
and it's
game.
Next Sunday at noon.
It just seems to me a long time.
I thought last night was the championship game.
No, that was the Eastern Conference final.
I was thinking, great, now we can stop hearing about them.
So,
do you really hear about them?
It's great. No.
Except when I try to annoy people by bringing it up.
I've been talking about them for the first 5 minutes of the show. That's enough for me.
There's a huge Revs logo in front of me.
Tom really doesn't like it when you don't talk about football.
No, I think soccer. So I'm being dead honest with you. I saw that kick, and I just said, man, it was all right.
Oh, I thought it was phenomenal.
I didn't see the play.
Athletic maneuver.
I'm not a soccer fan, but it sounds like that play was...
I'm the least soccer of soccer
fans. Sounds like that play was pretty special.
Whether or not you like soccer, you just have to admit it's pretty amazing with the Red Sox and the Revolution and BC.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that single
Patriots,
play
Celtics,
amazing.
Celtics all at the same time
count.
Coming together.
You know,
what doesn't count?
Don't put the Revs in with all those other things. That doesn't
count.
It's
a professional sport, and they're in the championship.
Professional in quotes?
I mean, I just think it's, you know, it's pretty cool.
So if you had an arena team, would you count that too?
No.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
Because the Revs average more people than the Bruins at the games.
You don't want me to pull up arena football
numbers,
do
you? You don't want me to actually check those numbers, do you?
And by the way, I watched the when they scanned the crowd, it was less than those night practices for the Patriots during training camp.
It was 30 degrees last night.
Have you ever seen an arena game? They're packed to the rafters.
Right.
I love the soccer
people.
And
by the way,
they're more popular than
the NHL. At least arena can claim they're the best at their – they don't pretend it's the same game as football. It's a different sport. It's a different game. And they're the best at that game.
Well,
the Revs aren't even the best in
anywhere.
Okay, so
we now
we
have to put down the Revs. It's not bad enough that we put down the Patriots. We have to put down the Revs, too.
The
it's got nothing
question.
To do with the Revs. It's the game.
Let's rephrase the question for Fred. If the Crafts owned an arena football team, would that count?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's what I meant.
This is priceless. We really need cameras in here because that's twice the fun is watching Fred. Oh, yes.
Because you know darn well if it was just the Revolution and it had no attachment to the Crafts.
He'd make fun of it
Yeah, exactly.
If they rented space in this stadium for games, boy, would you make fun of them.
God, I hope they never own an arena team, and I have to like that.
Let me tell you, Fred, that I am rooting 100% for the Revs to win it all. I remember being very disappointed last year when they scored that goal in overtime, which there's another whole problem with the sport in itself. You score goals in overtime, and that doesn't end the game. I hope that they finally
are able
to.
We're going to go into listing the problems with soccer. We're going to need more than an hour and 50 minutes.
All,
I just hope they finally get over
the
hump.
November.
How many times? Is this like four?
This is the third in a row that they've won.
But it's like four or five out of the last seven years or something.
It's amazing. I heard somebody mention the word dynasty during the telecast last night, and I was like,
they haven't won it.
You have to win
a dynasty.
That's like saying the greatest dynasty of all time was the Braves.
Right. Because I was thinking to myself, if the Reds are a dynasty, then, you know, the Bills own the universe, you know?
Or the Braves. I mean, they win 14 straight division titles?
In one World Series.
All right.
And no one cares.
Let's get to football, even though the Patriots aren't playing this weekend.
Now, can you tell that we have no game to talk about this week?
That's okay.
Well, let's be fair. Every other Patriots employee is off.
Is that right?
A player, you're gone.
Is that
PR's
why?
Gone.
Is that
everybody's
right?
gone.
Is that why I got
Stacey and
spot
Casey
morning?
Are gone. The rest of them are there.
All I saw was one intern.
They're little busy bees are working in there.
What are they doing? Releasing Ray Ventrone or re-signing Ray
Ventrone? They had to do the clips this morning and get those out there and...
You can do those from home.
Yeah, Andy was very sad today. Ray Ventrone back on the football team.
I wasn't sad. I like him.
We all like Ray.
He's on the practice squad where
he
belongs.
We don't have the man crush on him that you do. But.
Andy's hoping it was a little bit you were hoping.
I was right.
You were. You
all
said
I care
right
about is being right.
You said,
you nailed it
right on the plane as soon as you saw him. You said he's going to play this week. He's going to get caught. They don't be signed to the practice squad. You were right on the money.
I had the line in my one of my Pulse stories that he was re-signed to the practice squad later in the week.
While Andy was doing that, I had him covering Dallas Clark. There's the secret weapon.
All right. Well, what else do we have to talk about today, guys? I know a lot of people are wondering what the role might be for Troy Brown after this three-week period when they have to make a decision on him.
You have to wonder, is he even going to be activated? Before you say, does he have a role?
I wanted to ask
what if
you,
he's activated and inactive for games?
You read the story, right?
Oh, that would hurt.
The PUP story that had the quote from Bill in it about Troy Brown.
And about how he was limited?
Yes.
I thought it was a curious quote.
I did, too. And I wanted to ask you, do you think that he was saying that he was limited in the strict sense of physically that he can't do things that because of his injury or limited because of the rules of the NFL, there's only so much a guy on PUP that's not activated
could
do.
That's what I took. That.
Okay.
Well, now I don't think he has any limitations. When the team actually returns, he's fine.
But
I think it was limited by rule that he can't come out and practice with us.
Curious word choice,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, it was curious. It was a strange wording, but I assumed it was he meant by PUP rules, all he could do was run with trainers and do some drills and lift.
Okay,
and
that's how I felt, too. But then I was started to
suddenly
wonder.
Bill's going by the rules.
I started to wonder in the back of my mind, you know, is it a physical limitation?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it certainly wouldn't seem so since, you know, we've been told, people close to Troy have said he was a little disappointed to even be on PUP in the first place.
But I think it'd be even worse if he was put on the 53-man roster and then listed among the 8 inactives.
I agree.
That's kind of like a slap in the face. Just let me stay at home.
Yeah, there's a chance that you don't see him at all this year. I think there's definitely a legitimate chance that that happens. I mean,
that's sad.
If you don't get any injuries to any of those guys, I really don't see how you can justify putting him over any of them.
Now, I was reading the pages today that you guys have written. It might have been Paul in one of your post stories. There was a quote from Belichick about Troy Brown. About
are you freaking kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
What?
We just talked about it for 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just interested reading between the lines.
So listen to this show later and you'll get the answer.
Reading between the lines, wouldn't you say that even Belichick doesn't think
he has Alzheimer's or something? Are you being dead serious right now, or are you just playing a joke?
I'm at an all-time loss for words.
I think he's laughing, trying to deflect that he's crazy or something.
No, I was reading
he was
emails.
Obviously reading emails, but he has no ability whatsoever to at least know what the conversation's
here,
about while he's reading emails.
You should be worried.
I don't even have words to describe that one.
Or less.
So what was
Gary answer? Can look for a red king and figure out what we're talking about better than that.
What was the answer?
We were trying to figure out exactly.
It was curious wording, we agreed, but we think he was referencing up to this point he was limited by PUP rules and that he's not allowed to do certain things.
And that, none of us thinks that there's going to be any kind of a significant role for Troy unless there's a rash of injuries at wide receiver.
Which means he'll start.
Yeah. So based on the way we've predicted everything else this
year.
Now,
wouldn't that be classic? Wes Welker just gets kicked to a backup role and Troy Brown's right in the slot.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
The NFL leader. Is he leading the league in receptions?
I don't think so.
Who, Welker?
He's up there. I don't know.
He's in like the top two or three.
I think he is.
Yeah, no, I know him and Hushman Zotto.
He wasn't leading the league last week, and he only had 5.
Oh, okay.
And Hushman Zotto had 10.
Welker went
ahead
of Moss. I think Hushman Zotto's
He's only 800 yards behind.
Yeah. What do you think about Belichick?
Did you catch that, Fred? He tried to bait you into a little argument
there. Well, I just think it's curious that because we have a guy with a lot of receptions now, suddenly we keep track of receptions and not yards. You know, when a running back, do we track the guy who has the most carries or the guy with the most yards?
He's just like, no matter what.
Negative.
I just think you're funny.
It is. It's disgusting.
I just think you're funny.
By the way, Moss leads in yards. So is that good enough for you?
Yes.
Jeez.
That's why all the rest of it's happening, Fred.
It's unbelievable. What do you think about Belichick giving the team basically the whole week off?
I like it.
Why not?
You know, they've had a lot of...
So veteran team, what do they need?
Yeah, not just physical, but mental.
Right.
You know, this year with all the stuff going on around this team. Let them clear their head, you know, get them back here focused on Buffalo.
Plus,
I liked it.
When we talked about legitimately what they can get better at, one of them is tackling, and you're not going to have them out there all week just tackling each other to wear each other down.
I think actually giving you some time off to get fresh would help them.
And it gives the coaches time to legitimately do the self-scouting. They don't have to worry about meetings, players, anything. They sit down, they analyze the team, see where they're predictable, see where they're not, see where they need to get better.
And like Paul said, they're a veteran team. Yeah. Like if Lane Kiffin was doing this, I would say, I don't like it. But Belichick,
if Lane Kiffin's team was 9-0, I might think it's okay.
Plus, with a younger team that hadn't really experienced much success, I think that could be a dangerous thing to leave them on their own devices. But I think these guys know what it takes to prepare themselves and stay in shape for, you know, 4 or 5 days. What have they usually done? Have they usually practiced on Wednesday?
I believe so. It's like one day different than what they've normally
done. That's the other thing. I don't really think there's a huge difference to what Bill has done in
the
past.
Are they coming back on Monday or next Wednesday?
Monday.
Okay.
But that one day plays is a little bit big because this allows them to go home. Like if you live in wherever...
Yeah, it gives
you
that
extra
time.
Day so you travel can kind of, if you want to go home for, I think it's good.
Richard Seymour's going to be running on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, I saw that. I wonder if that was like
running
Narragansett.
On the beach.
Saw that. You wrote it, didn't you?
I don't want anyone running on the beach.
But I got the quote off of the sheet that the PR people
you take
provided.
Take one bad step on that sand, it's good night. I'm serious. I don't want people running on the beach.
Well, that's a big thing
I think he
athletes.
Was kind of
joking a little bit.
I think he's probably going to be going down to the Caribbean.
Now, he might be, but I think
that
he's
just
going to
I put that in contracts. No running on the beach. You want to run, go to a track, run on the pavement.
I mean, you've seen Rocky. That's where you get your best workouts.
I know.
It's in one of the most awkward scenes in the history of cinema.
Now, that rhymes with hay.
What's that, Rocky on the beach?
Rocky 3 with Rocky and Apollo doing the race on the beach.
They're all jumping up. And
they're extremely homoerotic.
Holy
It's a bad scene.
It is, followed by the Adrian scene, which doesn't help matters.
All right, webradio.com.
You're human, aren't you?
Is the email address. The phone number is 508-543-7482, in case you want to call up. And is there going to be a Patriots Monday on Monday, Gary? There is, he says. Okay. Despite not having a game, there will be Patriots Monday, so
we'll talk about
regular
the bye,
schedule next
talk
week.
Talk about coming out of the bye, what they did, all that good stuff.
Yeah, real boring.
Yep.
Let's get to some emails, shall we? Because is Felger coming in, Gary?
No.
No, he's not coming in.
Right now, the listeners are like, couldn't they have asked these questions before they start the show?
The one thing I was going to mention is, for Patriot fans, might find it interesting. I heard ESPN teasing on NFL, what is the show before, Countdown, that it said they're going to go in depth of the secret of Marion Barber's punishing running style. And I was thinking it might be the Walter Payton drill that
right.
they taught at Minnesota.
Right.
And maybe they'd have the old coach on talking about it, because Maroney talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
He might be a part of that story if fans are interested in seeing that. And it might not be. They didn't say what it was, right. but I just thought that might be it.
Do you have a problem with people stealing your stuff?
It's not my stuff.
Well, you know, you wrote it.
They're called
about
facts,
it.
Fred.
Huh? See, you know, that's something that.
Well,
kinda,
no, I'm actually interested
that's
in
that's kind of something that's bothered me over the years, and now more so than ever, is that, you know, like on this show, I know people are listening
nope.
to this.
Glenn Ordway, say hello.
And but they won't mention us. They never mention
no.
this
You're
show.
Making my point.
Because, you know, they don't want to, you know, yeah. give us any type of boost, any publicity
right.
boost.
We don't need them. Have you seen the numbers?
They're
huge.
All listen.
I agree with you on that. I try really hard if I pick something up somewhere to say it that I, you know, I heard so-and-so. I'll give you an example. They were talking about Donovan McNabb today on Mike and Mike in the Morning, and they were saying whether or not this could be it for him in Philadelphia, and Mel Kiper came on, and I thought he made a really good point. Just, you know, as the facts, who knows what's really going to happen, but if he doesn't have a great second half, and he leaves Philadelphia, wouldn't Minnesota make a lot of sense for Donovan McNabb? You know, going to Brad Childress's mm-hmm. offense that he played in for a lot of years with the Eagles, a team that's really screaming for any kind of stability at quarterback, has a decent defense, has a great young running back who you don't want to waste. Maybe that's where he tries to resurrect his career. I would never just go out and say, you know what, Minnesota makes a lot of sense. I mean, I heard that. I didn't even think of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, why wouldn't you credit him if you were on
right,
a show
right,
saying it,
right.
you know?
If you're a well, I don't want to get into a whole McNabb, but if you're a GM or a coach, would you give McNabb a shot? Would you want him?
Oh, I'd give him a shot.
I would take him at reasonable money. Right. Yeah, not yeah. the kind of contract that he has now.
Because if you look at the quarterbacks around, you
oh,
say
yeah.
what you want
right.
about Donovan McNabb.
Absolutely.
Is he overrated, blah, 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 blah. But you look at the quarterbacks in the NFL, like Paul said about the Vikings, that's a no-brainer. Seriously, I mean, you are having that's a huge upgrade. Now you become a legitimate playoff team with Adrian Peterson and a good defense. So, yeah, I would definitely give him
I mean,
a shot.
He's not Trent Dilfer. He
right.
didn't ride somebody's coattails to all those wins.
At the very least, he's a top, what, 10, 12 quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, there is more than half of the teams in this league that don't have as good a starting quarterback as he is.
Right.
And I do think there's an element of him that's a bit overrated, and he hasn't played well recently.
I just think
he's
well. Something
he's
going
a bit
on.
Of a baby.
I think that's why he needs
off
to get out of
field,
Philadelphia.
He's a baby.
Yeah. He needs to get out of Philadelphia. He can't handle that. He's shown that he can't
There's
handle
never
it.
Been a major issue that he's handled well.
No.
Whether it's the racism when it's talking about quarterbacks, whether it's Terrell Owens, whether it's drafting another quarterback, he's never handled a single
Even
issue well.
I was going to say, you know why it is. You can see, you know, you talk
he's
about this. He's babied. He's a mama's boy. And that's fine. Look, he's got a strong family, and there's nothing wrong with that, in especially in this day and age. But, you know, you figure out why a guy is like that. His mother fights half the battles for him. And I'm not
no,
that's
I
a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, when Jeff Garcia comes in and has success, and his mother is writing on the blog that this is still Donovan's team, Mom.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Shut the
go
bleep
away.
Up.
Go make
know?
Some chunky soup. But getting back to what I was saying before about people not giving credit, one of the things that brought this to mind was just the other day I was reading one of the blogs on the internet, and it mentioned Shula, and it mentioned him sniffing his diapers of his Depends. Now,
really?
One of our emailers wrote that in. Now, maybe our emailer stole it from somebody else.
Oh, maybe that guy.
We said it a couple times in the show, and then the next day it appears on a blog. And I'm just like, you know, come on.
Wow.
You know?
That's pretty blatant.
That is. Well, another example is the good versus evil. The first I saw was Greg Easterbrook write it. Then next week,
and
it was everywhere.
But then everybody made fun of him.
Right.
And then everybody wrote it.
The Providence Journal wrote it with no reference to Greg Easterbrook. FoxSports.com wrote it and had a photo that was almost identical with the halo over Dungy and the horns out of Belichick. No reference to, I mean, they just flat out stole an idea.
Well, I think some ideas are like kind of in the public domain. I think people would have come up with that without having read Greg Easterbrook.
I don't.
I think it's obvious.
I don't.
But
he was the first to do it. He deserved some reference, some credit.
See, I think that's worse plagiarism than, you know, actually taking someone's words. I mean, at least the words are there and everybody sees them.
Right.
But
you stole an idea.
You're stealing an idea. You're stealing a premise
from
somebody.
I've seen that with this show in particular. Like, you know people are listening. And,
well, it's like the guy, the comedian, who sits around and steals. I mean,
there's Dane
other
Cook.
People. There, yeah,
Dane
there's
Cook.
Other people bigger than us. They could listen and just take our ideas. And, well, what can we do about it?
You know, they have.
And you don't know. If
remember Spygate when we did a show and then we heard the same show on certain airwaves a few hours later when we were driving?
And you wrote about the Minnesota, you know, method of teaching the running backs. And you wrote that, what, a year ago? You know, when
like
they first
five
got
times.
Maroney. Yeah, at least five times.
So, I was going to say, he's written it a number of times.
I mean, it's not
that's
like
the
it's
thing
your,
I've been I, most proud yeah. of in my life was figuring that out.
I mean, it's
most
not like it's your idea or anything like that. You know, you didn't make it up. And, you know, someone could have gotten that information on their own, too.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that
my guess is
the case,
if I had to guess.
It reminds me of that.
But my guess is that someone in Dallas or someone on ESPN talked to Barber in Dallas.
Yeah.
And if this is even it, and he said that, you know, we learned it in Minnesota, and now they're doing a thing on it, would be my guess.
And it's sort of just factual.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about it.
Right.
Anyone who knows Minnesota football probably knew about it a long time, you know, knows
it
about it with regularity.
It's like when we read stories about the Patriots and they make a big deal out of some story that we've known about for like 2 years and we're like, oh, they're getting around to that. Not that we make fun of people for doing it, but,
you
already obviously well aware of the story.
All right. The phone number is 508-543-7482, and someone who knows that number is Dave in Queens. Dave, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? On your previous topic, when you say some of those ideas, though, there's like kind of like the good versus evil, Belichick versus Dungy, isn't it? Aren't they like some like generic ideas?
That's not the particular one I think it is.
I don't agree.
I kind of agree with Andy because if I was going to do a commentary on it and I saw Greg Easterbrook write about it first, I'd change my commentary because I'd say someone already did this.
Right.
That happens a lot,
especially for us because we're a weekly, and unfortunately we get chewed off of ideas a lot because we see them in print.
But Andy's right. You saw, like, every writer in America writing good versus evil after
that. And I have no problem if, like, a TV network steals it and it's just, like, flashing in the background as an idea. You know, ESPN's hyping the game, so they just steal it. But to steal it and write a 1,000-word column on it when you just read Greg Easterbrook's, I think that's stealing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it is a sort of generic theme, good versus evil.
Right.
I mean, no one's saying that he broke ground with, you know, coming up with that theme.
All right, Dave, what else?
Actually, I had a question. I think it was the bye week. Tom, you have any, I watched some college football this weekend. Any ideas for first top 10 picks that we should watch?
There's not that many great games this week. It's kind of just the generic kind of games.
Any players I should be looking at?
Any players you should be looking at? Yeah, you can watch Laurinaitis at Ohio State, the linebacker. Next Thursday night, Oregon and Arizona's on primetime on ESPN. That would be a good time to watch Kazon, the defensive back, the safety.
Yep.
He was playing safety now, I think, but he was a corner. That's a guy who's really good. And, you know, just
Is USC playing?
You know, USC is on, but we'll probably get Boston College and Maryland, and then nothing you want to watch there.
Do you think Belichick would ever take that D lineman out of LSU?
Dorsey?
I think it would be an intriguing for him because this guy, I mean, from all accounts, people are saying he's one of the top inside defensive linemen to come out in the last 10 years. Now, if that's the case, Belichick obviously knows that too. And I think he would be probably drooling to take him, but I have to agree with these guys. It's just a position where you're too stacked right now. So why take him? But I think it would be interesting.
All right,
that's
it. Enjoy
the bye
week, guys. Have a
good one. All right, see you, Dave. The other issue we haven't touched on there is it wouldn't even work out in terms of money, because if you were taking him 21, maybe you say, okay, I'll take this guy because he's cheaper than what Will Fork's going to want to re-sign him. But if you take him top three, he's going to get ridiculous money. So you might as well sign the guy that you know can play your system and do what you want.
Right. I just think that's a position that you can't afford to have two big money.
But don't
guys.
You think Belichick would be sitting there going, darn, I wish I could take this guy, you know, like on a personal level?
Oh, he might be. But like you can substantiate giving Ty Warren and Richard Seymour big money because you need them both on the field at the same time.
Right.
Now, unless you're planning on revamping your defense and going full-time four-man front, you're not going to have Dorsey and Wilfork on the field at the same time.
That would be interesting.
You know,
the linebacker's not that good, so we don't have linebackers. We'll go 4-3. We don't need it.
It's not impossible. I mean, we know
Oscar Lua can play the middle.
Homie.
Bob sends us an interesting email. He says, I recently heard Tom mention on air that he could not repeat what was said on the Patriots team plane as the players were interacting with each other. That got me thinking, what other restrictions are placed on you guys for reporting the real lowdown? For example, if you guys are happily engaged in number two within the confines of Gillette Stadium and you overhear two or more Pats players while relieving themselves discussing the intricacies
quite vile.
Of the game plan for the next game, or saying that Belichick is an AH, would you be able to reveal this classified info to your listeners?
No.
If you were in a local mall and you recognized a Pats trainer and his wife and eavesdropped at their conversation regarding the Pats player using steroids facing suspension, would you admit to the Patriots Nation your knowledge of this nugget before the suspension was announced by the NFL? And finally, if you personally witnessed a Pats player at a team function uttering threats to kill Mike Felger, would you be duty-bound to stay mute, tell Felger, or report the threats to the police?
Help him out.
In Canada.
Well, we get it like on the team plane, that's private stuff.
Right.
And we can't report that.
Yeah, the mall thing would be different because mall is a public place.
Well, the other two things has nothing to do with the fact that we work for the Patriots. You know, if you overhear something in the bathroom, and you're a regular reporter.
We don't share a bathroom with the players.
Right, that can't happen.
We don't share a floor.
Yeah, the players.
I don't share a bathroom. I use my
own. The players have a whole
bathroom.
Different area where all of their stuff is, including bathrooms. But if that hypothetical situation were to happen, that you overhear, if you're just a regular reporter and you overheard something in the bathroom, you can't just write that.
But you can follow up on it.
But you would follow up on it, certainly. Now, if you heard something in a mall, that's not enough to write a story or talk about on the radio. Again, like Fred said, you'd maybe use that information
and
try to follow up on it. But the rule of thumb that I've always had here, Fred, and the one that you kind of told me, I think, way back when I interviewed, anything that you kind of find out because you work here and that you wouldn't have found out otherwise is off limits. In other words, if because I work here, I happen to see Mike Vrabel on crutches in the players' parking lot walking into the facility, the Herald and Globe, they're not allowed here at that particular time, and they would never have seen that, then I can't write that.
Right.
And that's basically our rule of thumb.
But now, as a fan, you're probably listening to this and saying, well, then what good are you? You don't have any inside access.
I was wondering that myself.
But you need to listen.
But as Tom was here, you were sitting in the seat yesterday, and you were mentioning that we can't always say this stuff, but we can use it as background information. So a lot of times, you know, what we're writing or saying on the radio – isn't quoting somebody, but it has background information that, you know, gives us some knowledge.
The Vrabel thing actually happened, and that's why I always use that as a hypothetical. It was several years ago now, but maybe that week we might have been saying, you know, Vrabel's questionable on the injury report. You know, maybe they might have to figure out where they're going to go, you know, and find a way to. And you can read between the lines and say, geez, they sound like they don't think Vrabel's going to play.
Right.
Well, we're not saying definitively that he's not going to play.
Because we don't really know.
Because we don't really know. But you might be able to infer
from
our conversations. The week this year, we had found out, for example, about Maroney before one of the games that he wasn't going to play. And we were talking about Sammy Morris probably getting more carries this week with Maroney banged up. We weren't saying Maroney wasn't going to play, but we kind of had an idea that he might not. Based on some of the stuff that we had been hearing.
And you know what the problem is, and I'm not making fun of the fans because I used to do the same thing when I was a fan. They think they know more than us. Like, they just from follow.
You well, know, in your case, they do.
Well, trust me, you don't. We know 1,000 times more than you because we get this kind of information that you just can't get being a fan. So if we say something, instead of just jumping down our throats and saying, oh, they're spreading, just sometimes you can think, well, maybe they know something we don't. So I you know, and
which
I
is also when Fred says something, why we try to clarify whether he's pulling it out of the cloud.
No, and Fred knows more than all of us. I will always tell you if I suggest a pure guess or I have some.
You do.
You know,
but that's why we try to
and
pull
apparently
you down on.
Fred has heard something regarding this year's viewership of the Super Bowl.
Right, that's what I was getting to yesterday.
We'll see.
No, you do a good job of that. Yeah. That's true.
You know, I would never come off, you know, with you know, saying that I have knowledge. You know, from a source if I don't.
And I'll sometimes always... you just announce things that aren't announced
and you also
two weeks later.
You also don't
Steelers
do the
game,
opposite.
4:15.
The opposite is also true, I would say, is that you don't claim... I just got a feeling about something that someone told you.
Right.
Unlike a former member of this show used to do on a consistent basis.
Sometimes you'll just blurt out, it was Ernie Adams.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll just break the rules. Because he's Fred.
I told my coworker to listen to PFW in Progress.
All
and
right.
He gave me the bird.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is email address. Let's get to some emails.
Where's the food?
I don't know. Are we supposed to be getting food?
Yeah, from Salad Mouths.
They're probably spitting in it.
I think this guy, Frank, is just going to screw us 2 days in a row and is just having some fun at our expense.
Does Salad Mouths deliver? Do we have to go pick it up?
I told you, in the old days, Salad Mouths didn't deliver. That's what I was worried about.
By the way, Frank, I should tell you my story of Salad Mouths. I live in Foxborough, and there's no good sub places. It's all like Subway.
Omega's pretty good.
But we eat it all the time. I was looking for something new, so I walked in. I'm like, I bet you that Salad Mouths is good. It's in the middle of nowhere, a little Italian place. I walk in. It's in the middle of summer. There's flies all over the place. There's some fat, disgusting lady with a mustache sitting there.
Hopefully
and I
she doesn't listen.
And I said,
while preparing our food.
We just lost another listener.
I said,
and lunch.
Do you have a menu? And she goes, no, we don't do that. And I was thinking, what? Give out menus.
Well, what's the other place?
So I just
Pino's
got the heck out of
close to there, too?
Pino's is where I use, is my family's restaurant.
No, but there's another, like,
the
on the other
green
street
sign, the
off
one
that rotary.
You told us to go there once.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a green sign. We went there
oh,
once.
Oh, Primo's.
Primo's.
Yes.
Is that any good?
It depends who makes the sub there.
Really?
Sometimes I get them and they're huge, and sometimes I get them and they're really skinny. There's a girl there who works a lot, probably like 40 hours a week, and if you can get her, you know, who wants to work 40
I was
hours
say,
a
who wants to work 40 hours a week?
Okay. Let's see. John in L.A. says, I have some extra clothes that I need to store for winter. Can I use the gaping silence that followed the leg pseudo-quip nicknaming Steelers quarterback Ben Worthless Hot Dog?
There was an awkward silence after that.
That
one.
Might have been the worst joke I've ever heard.
Yes.
You know,
it wasn't the delivery. Fred screws his up by not delivering them properly. Well, they're pretty funny, but he never
bad
gets
material.
It right.
Bad
but
material.
Eric was just stupid.
You make fun of me all the time because I come out with the obvious things, like you know, when I admit that I'm wrong about Adrian Peterson. Okay, he's much better than Reggie Bush. Okay, a month and a half ago, I was trying to make the case that Reggie Bush was a better all-around player, and I was wrong. Okay, he threw 5 touchdown passes in the first half, and Eric still won't admit that he's a good quarterback. I mean. How long does the year have to go on that you say, okay, 2006 was the aberration.
This is from the man who doesn't like Wes Welker.
I like him a lot.
I'm only kidding.
I'm just saying.
Not the same.
He's stubborn. He's being stubborn.
And no one's more stubborn than me. I'll be the first guy to admit it. I'm the most stubborn guy on the show.
And when you look at Roethlisberger, when I was doing the thing.
There's one even a close second.
For the paper on the AFC, I was looking at Roethlisberger's numbers.
Ridiculous.
If it wasn't for Brady,
yes.
You'd have to be talking about him as MVP.
Right.
No question.
Right. Isn't he over 110? Passer rating?
111.
And he's like 20 to something impressive on touchdown interception.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point you say that terrible year that he had last year, maybe it did have something to do with the motorcycle accident and
the appendectomy
and all the other crap that went on last year. Because the other years that he's played closer to what he's doing right now.
Comeback player of the year?
I thought that was Randy Moss.
We still don't know what that means.
I still can't define that award, so I have no idea what it means.
Let's see. Jeff is calls himself Jeffa Mother Effa from Warwick, Rhode Island. He says, after hearing one of you guys calling Belichick Darth Belichick, I had this idea in my head, and then he sends us some Photoshop thing. I don't know.
Oh,
is that
good.
The one we had before, Gary? No? Anyway. But he says, also last week you made some snide comments and how Lowell, Mass. Was a dump. How dare you bash my homeland? I grew up in Lowell, and I've always loved the city. The Highlands and Belvedere are very nice. Did you ever go over to those sections? The city is a lot nicer than it was 10 years ago. Stop bashing Lowell.
So Schenectady, New York, and that place is still a dump. I love when people say it was a lot nicer than it was. Yeah, that's because it was the bottom of the earth 10 years
Lowell
ago.
Lowell is nicer. It's had a renaissance.
That's when Chris Ferreira moved out.
I don't know enough about Lowell.
I've never been there.
I've been there, but
I just make fun of it.
The downtown area is really nice. Like Song of Serene is a beautiful
area. Rubber Allison Works is a dump.
I've heard bad things about Lowell.
Sawyer from Waterloo, Iowa, says there have been a lot of talk about the referees this week. To clarify, there are 17 or so crews that are randomly chosen by computer before the season starts for each game. Has any of this talk led to getting full-time officials that can be trained better? You can't tell me that the NFL can't afford to hire guys full-time to get the games right. But the real question that's on everyone's mind is if Fred's gutter robot works or not.
I'll let you
know on Tuesday because I will be using it tomorrow.
No, the referee thing, that's the age-old argument, is the full-time refs against the part-time. I mean, that's been going on since I was a kid.
Yeah. I mean, I just need someone to explain to me why that would make them better.
Being full-time? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
And I'm not saying it wouldn't. I need to hear someone explain to me why it would be better.
I guess part of being full-time is all you're doing in the off-season is training.
Put more into it.
Doing simulations.
Or even during the week.
But really,
you'd be doing more, watching more.
Simulating stuff.
You know my thing. I think they should be a little younger. I think some of the guys out there are so old. And it's not their fault. I'm not saying they're bad refs. It's just the game happens at such a quick speed.
Right.
And I'll tell you what. We have been for years talking about how good college football instant replay is. If they replay one more freaking play, I'm going to blow my head off.
Did you see the one that they
gone
replayed
overboard.
Yesterday on
they're
the fumble?
Not, they're not
the guy
even,
was
he's
whacked.
Standing up.
The ball,
right.
Yeah, the ball flies out and they replayed it. It's ridiculous.
Every play. That's not what it was brought in to
right.
do. It wasn't.
Seems like every score every they replay now just to
everyone.
Make sure.
Yep. But
they've gone overboard.
I just
for some
think
reason.
If you had, and this might have to do something with having them full time, and maybe they can't get. But if you were guys who were a little younger, who could run a little bit, and maybe they would see more of the action. It's just something
I agree with Tom's point about the age. I think that's an issue. But then you run the risk of crossing that line of the criticism that this group in Indy got this week
right.
is that they were inexperienced.
Right.
You know, it was a first year ref, so. You can't be that young.
They're
going to
get criticized
have,
no
right,
matter
right.
what.
So it's a catch-20. I mean, it's no matter what they do, I think they're going to get bashed by people like me.
Pete in Chester, New Hampshire, have you noticed that whenever ESPN or NFL Network shows the obligatory shot of Wade Phillips raising his arms in the air after a touchdown, that he sports a couple of B cups that are much larger than Cher's turtle shells?
Well, have you
so
all,
Wade Phillips has but, bigger boobs than Cher.
But no, I thought he was going to say the funniest part of that. On the NFL Network, whenever they show that, Rich Eisen goes, "Wee!" whenever they show him with his arms in the air.
That cracked me up when you told me
that's
that yesterday.
That's my new favorite thing. Because he hit the perfect thing. That's exactly what you're thinking when he does that. You're thinking, "Wee!"
And it's accurate because he's along for the ride. If they're doing
exactly.
well, he's just along for the ride. He's not the reason.
All right, Ken from
well,
Kansas.
One quick thing though, I thought
yes,
was funny. Terrell Owens said this week that last year he's having a better time this year because last year he was brought in. And he thought he was brought in to be more of a part of the offense. Blah. Well, here's the thing: Drew Bledsoe was playing first of all. Then you had a quarterback change, and you had a young guy in there. So he makes no sense when he speaks.
He doesn't make any sense,
you know,
and this is not a defensive
happy.
Bledsoe. But if he didn't drop half the passes
right.
that were thrown his way last year, he would have been a bigger part of the offense.
You know, apart from Jerry Jones, Terrell Owens is the one thing that really keeps me from liking the Cowboys. I can't root for a team with him on it.
Mine's just Jerry Jones.
I can't. T.O. is just.
I hate T.O.
He's
just
so damn selfish and crazy.
See, the thing is, too,
like Chad Johnson does it in fun.
The thing with T.O., and you know me. You know,
how is he,
you
by
know,
the way?
You know, he's fine, I guess. They
yeah.
said.
Yeah.
My stance is I only care about their performance, and I wouldn't care one bit, but his performance has declined since
right.
he's come to Dallas. So now all this stuff to me is added. Because if you're catching every pass to Randy Moss's, if you want to spout off every now and then, go ahead. If the team doesn't care, I don't care. But I just don't think he's nearly as good as he was years ago.
What did he have on the towel this week that got him fined? Was it funny?
It was a personalized towel.
No,
that he got
he sells
for?
Them off a website. So he's
oh, it wasn't even like FU fans?
No, they're touchdown towels.
Oh, it was just his towels?
His towel that he sells for $6.99.
He really isn't.
Could have sold a lot of towels,
sure,
get that $10,000 back.
And I'm sure gives none of that money to charity.
Oh, no.
After all, he has 25 million reasons to be alive.
Right. Ken from Canton, I was just thinking about follow-ups that reporters should be making for comments they made concerning the Patriots and their players. One, I can't understand why some wise-ass reporter hasn't gone to Art Shell and asked him about
his preseason
comments about Randy Moss. Or, for that matter, we should get a comment from his B&B running offensive coordinator as well.
I said the same thing to you guys. Remember upstairs, I said, well, how come no one's finding Art Shell to see if he'll talk
Borges
about...
Borges got fired.
But don't you think that would be an interesting article I'd like to read? Like, you know, well, Art, you said this back then. Now, like, what do you think's going on? Like, not trying to kill him,
right.
just asking him what his opinions are or why Moss is doing so well.
Yeah, I agree. I would think that Shell would simply say, well, obviously he's motivated and trying.
Right.
I got a question.
We always knew that he could, you know.
Right. Because I saw recent comments... maybe on Pro Football Talk, Paul, I have no idea. They were attributed to like an executive or something, and they said, despite everything he's doing, there's still only a couple routes that Randy Moss can run. And I really haven't seen him be all that limited. I'm seeing him run short slants, in cuts down the field, outs, goes.
Comebacks.
I mean, how many,
I just don't
how
feel like there's that many things where I say, now maybe they're not
fades.
All elite or whatever.
He's run some fades.
So what are the ones he can't run at this point?
Can
know.
He run one? Because if he can run down the
right.
field, that's the only one I care about.
I haven't seen him be limited. I still don't buy that he runs a 4.2940.
No way
in hell.
The only thing I would
but he runs
say,
fast enough to catch the ball,
I'm
get open,
sure
and score.
I'm not sure he's faster than Ellis Hobbs.
Of all the ultra-critical things that were said about him, the only one that I've seen any indication of on a consistent basis is that when he is in the short middle zone,
over the
coming
middle.
Over the middle, short slants, in
alligator.
Cuts, or whatever, he has shown some alligator arms at times. That clearly is not where he's most comfortable.
That's not his game.
Mark Schlereth was on Mike and Mike and made this comment when they were discussing how the Colts' defensive line wore down. He stated that one of the reasons that Denver employed the chop block, yes, he used those exact words, was to knock down D linemen and wear them out later in the game. What I found so amazing is that here was one of the Pats' most vocal critics openly talking about employing an illegal blocking technique to gain an unfair advantage
he
was playing on a team that cheated on the cap to gain an unfair advantage to help them win two Super
He's
Bowls.
He's talking about a cut block, not a chop block.
I would love to have some reporter ask him to explain this hypocritical inconsistency.
Oh. Well, you know what? We all have hypocritical inconsistencies.
The Denver Broncos weren't they didn't plan on breaking the rule. That wasn't part of the plan. Let's take 15-yard penalties as often as we can and chop everybody. Cut blocks are not the same as chop blocks. He misspoke,
Dakota. All right, on the line right now is Lucky. Lucky, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey,
good.
Lucky. Hey, I got your phone message too late that day to give you a call. But
I'll
email you the stuff so the next time you're there you can do it.
All right, just let me know. I mean, when you get it to me, I'll just go down there and then mail it off to you.
Okay.
I had a couple questions
that
for
sounds
you.
Sounds illegal, whatever it is.
Is if everybody's healthy in a couple weeks when they have to activate Troy Brown and put him on IR, I don't think they'll put him on IR, so who do they cut?
Rashad Baker. That's who I've been saying for 2 months.
He ain't going anywhere.
He starts, doesn't he?
Merriweather.
He's ahead of Merriweather, so, yeah, I guess it's
right
Mel
now,
Mitchell.
Right now he's the dime back.
Well, what about receiver?
I
got to
think
Kelly Washington.
Carry that many receivers,
I got to think it's a receiver. I think it's either Washington or Gettys.
But as I told you, Paul, if Mitchell's still struggling, I could see them cutting Mitchell and Kelly Washington essentially just being Mel Mitchell.
Well, that could happen.
He might be
too.
Listed as a receiver, and people will go crazy. They're covering all the.
I got to think Mel Mitchell was pretty close this week, or he wouldn't have made the trip.
So, who would you cut? Gaffney, Washington? Who was it?
Gaffney.
I would cut Gaffney.
I'd cut Washington.
I've never liked Gaffney.
I like him. I think he's funny.
To be honest with you, I've really spoken to him very little, so I don't really know. But I just think that Washington does more things. He can do what Gaffney's doing as a receiver, and he plays special teams.
I think they should cut Gaffney, and Chad Jackson would hopefully be able to take Gaffney's spot.
Yeah, sure.
So, hey, the other question is on game days, on home night games, do y'all usually just come in early and stay the whole day, or do y'all – come in like a couple hours before the
game.
We're
usually here, 3-4 hours before the game starts?
But on Monday night games, we're here even earlier sometimes. We're here too early.
Yeah.
All right.
It depends. But it's
a 24-plus-hour day.
It's one of those games. You try to make sure that you don't have traffic become an issue for a night game.
That is true.
And now, like, you know, Andy and Tom do stuff on the pregame show with – the Patriots on WBCN. I do stuff on EEI, so we have to do those commitments too. You got to be here, you know, early enough to make sure you're not rushing around, even though that's several hours before the game.
Yeah, and on Monday night games, Fred makes us come in way too early for some reason.
All right, well, you guys continue with the show.
All right, see you, Lucky.
All right, thanks, Lucky.
Hey, Tom, don't forget that information.
No, I will. I'll get it out to you.
Mess around, and you won't get no tags.
All right.
Damn. All right, Lucky, almost, laying down the law.
I won't screw around with you, Lucky.
What, are you collecting dog tags now, Tom?
What do you mean collecting?
Collecting dog tags?
Yeah.
No,
Tom's trying to get his
what do you mean by collecting? Well, he's going to get his.
You got a whole bunch on your desk.
Those are just generic
ones. Oh, you want the real
ones? We're getting the real ones.
For the gym? You're going to wear it in the gym?
I don't know what that means.
I think
you should wear it.
You know, one of the wife beaters.
A wife white beaters.
And a dog tag while you're lifting.
Because you've seen me in the gym, and I'm never wearing just shorts and a t-shirt, right? I'm always wearing Zubaz.
You wear your Zubaz.
And I'm looking at my arms in the mirror. I'm always doing that.
You should have the dog tag. That would be cool.
All right. I'll give it a try. See if it gets any girls
for
me.
What you have on one side is your name, and on the other side engraved, like, the most you've ever benched.
Okay.
You know, you have that number.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But there wouldn't be enough room. Just a little dog tag.
And they'll just keep going up. So, oh. I mean, what's the sense?
Okay. So you're on the rise.
Passed.
You're not in the decline.
Wife, white beater.
And it's hard to say.
To my wife, I go, I'll give it 2 years.
Those don't
I thought you were a tongue twister guy.
But I have to practice them.
What was the one you did the other day?
I see what you did there.
The
one smart fellow?
Yeah.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart. Three smart fellows, they all felt smart.
Out in San Diego.
You can do that, but you can't listen when we're talking.
What's Gary doing?
I don't know. He's got Doug Flutie still talking.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
And having the drop kick.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact, too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything. Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Back here in PFW in Progress, Tom's wondering when voting day is.
So he can vote against people that rub him the wrong way.
He's been in Massachusetts for 3 years. He just got his license.
Yep.
But you can't vote against everyone.
You're supposed to get it 30 days after.
Yeah.
You have a
30-day. Do you
have
mass plates?
I had a state trooper tell me that once.
On the one car, yes. On the other car, no. And we won't get into the reasons why.
Oh. Parking tickets.
No, I'm screwing somebody.
Gonna
your
be
dad?
Trouble. You know it's going to come back to you eventually.
No, I'm not screwing it. I still have my insurance in New York for that car because the insurance in Massachusetts is so high. I'm paying like five something right now, and in Massachusetts it would be close to 1,000 because it's a new car.
Wow.
Wow. So, how many cars do you insure? Two, Fred?
Two.
How much do you pay?
It's like $151 a month.
How about you? You got two cars too, right?
Three.
Three?
At the plow truck.
You are rich.
That's true. You are
right.
You are a baron.
You're a
Fred's
baron.
Right. How much do you pay?
I don't know. It's kind of expensive because Dieter has a few.
I pay like $2,200.
Wow.
Really?
How much does that
for the
come
two cars. Like
mine's less than that.
It's $220 for 10 months.
Wow.
Well, you're with Amica. They're the way to go, right?
I think mine is.
Mine's cheaper.
Right around
$1,980.
Right. Just below $2,000.
Mine's an umbrella with the mortgage. Same company.
Oh, okay. Well, the part of it was. When I got the insurance itself, I had
a lot of tickets.
No tickets, but accidents. I had two accidents.
Wow!
And I finally got through that. Yeah, I think it's like six or seven years, something like that.
Still waiting for a red light to come off.
6-7 years? Would you file for bankruptcy?
Oh, but that's what it is.
No, that's how long you pay surcharges.
Surcharges for 6 years.
These people, man.
Insurance is the biggest scam on this planet.
What a joke!
Let's see.
They got you over a barrel. You know, where are you going? You have to have insurance.
You have to have insurance.
In this state, you do. Yeah, not every state. But
and isn't it most states now?
I don't know.
Because I know Rhode Island didn't used to, but I think they just added it. And they screw you.
Yep.
It's the house insurance people are getting screwed, too, right down the Cape, because they can't get – there's only certain places where you can get house insurance.
This state is – and I can say this now because I'm a resident – this state is particularly bad. You have to pay for – I mean, you have to pay
everything.
To walk outside your door here. I've never seen anything. And it's expensive, too.
All right.
Wow.
Yes. We're going to take a break.
Gary,
is that
just walked in with food, which is good.
We have an all-time winner.
Sal and Mal's.
That's not Sal.
Oh, my.
Wow.
We're nearing triple digits.
I want triple digits.
Wow. Who's this from?
Oh, you got you.
This is from Frank, I believe.
Frank?
I wanted Skol Mint.
All right. Frank is our new man here. Frank, whenever you're in Foxborough, we'll set up a tour for you, no problem. Gary.
Frank, all those things that Andy Hart said about you, none of those are true.
Frank is the
man.
I
take back. They were all based on him screwing us, yanking our chain. Now he's the man. I love him. Frank's the best ever.
Okay, well, while you're
he's definitely
your food
the
out,
PFW in Progress emailer of the week for the, what's the date? November 9th, 2007?
Yep, absolutely. Let me get to Rich from Howell. He says, if the Pats go undefeated
from
this
Howell?
Year. From Howell? New Jersey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
You know, Lovey and Mr.
Yes,
Lovey. If the Pats go undefeated this year, there should be an asterisk next to the record. Back in 61, they put an asterisk next to Roger Maris's 61 home run number because it took him 8 extra games to do it.
Well, hold on a second. It was because the commissioner was the ghostwriter of Babe Ruth's autobiography.
That is correct.
Okay, well, whatever. He says, well, if the Pats go undefeated, it's going to take them 2 extra games to do it.
So it should be an asterisk in the positive way. I see what he's doing there.
He also says, please remember that the Pats were caught in the first game with Spygate, so haven't actually cheated in 07. So it must have been last year that they cheated. And it was never more obvious than in the championship game when they fell behind in the first half. But after collecting the defensive signals, they came out in the second half when more unstoppable. Oh, wait a minute. That was the Colts.
Frank, okay. Can I just raise something on that? Because that's a very common.
First game was this year.
That's a very common thing, right? That they say, well, at least you know that nothing is going on this year, right? Can I just say, I think nothing of this camera thing. I think the Patriots would have won 3 Super Bowls if that never happened. You know, state that very plainly. But hypothetically, Fred, they did this, right? Are we to believe that they didn't get any advantage out of it? And we're told, right, and you're one of them that says this, that they didn't get anything from the game that was actually played. When they actually taped the signals, they didn't use it that day.
Right.
So they use it for the future.
Right.
So they've done it for 6 years. Right. And are we to believe that they're not getting any benefit out of it today?
That's correct. Well, I know what you're, I'm saying. You know what you're saying? Saying is correct. Well, the benefit that they got has already – they're using it now, supposedly. If it's
Well, supposedly they turned in all the files, so they shouldn't have all
but
that information.
But they have a library of information.
Well, in
they
their
turn
head,
in all their
but
tapes.
They're not supposed
supposedly,
to.
But they have it all in their head. How can you turn that in?
Well, no, that's all they would have is supposedly whatever is in Bill Belichick's head and the other coaches.
Which you don't think is significant?
Not as significant as having the actual data.
But my point is, well, first of all, they had to turn in all the tapes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what,
and files.
And there was like one copy of it? That was it?
Well, you take them at their word, they signed a legal document saying they turned it all in.
I'm just saying, look, I can't state more plainly that
now,
I don't think they got anything out of it. They got anything out of it. I don't want to get into that.
If you either believe them or you don't, they signed a document saying they turned everything in. Now, they are a proven cheater, so their word may not be as valuable as...
I do believe that they turned everything in, but I'm just saying that doesn't mean that they're not getting any benefit out of it even now. That's all. That's where I would disagree. Everybody, that seems to be the crutch. Like, what's the excuse now? Well, how do I know what they're getting out of it now? They've done this for, you know, years. Bill claimed that they didn't really think they were doing anything wrong. So how do I know what they're getting out of it now? Again, I don't think that's not why they win. Yeah. We can all agree on that. But I just think that whole excuse is kind of lame.
I just want to know what Bill Belichick told Goodell. That will clear up a lot for me. If I knew.
But you'll never know.
I'll never know.
Well, Goodell says it.
Yeah, I was at the game.
You never know what
that was one of my favorite quotes ever. Yeah, Sal, I was at the game.
Let's see. Stripper says for a game that we have to watch this weekend is the Fox 1 o'clock game because he wants to know how many yards Adrian Peterson will rush for. Oh, what do you think? Over or under 110?
Who are they playing?
Under,
the Packers.
Green Bay. I think they're going to be stacked up against him this week and make them pass.
I say under 110.
I'll go over.
All right. So I just have to shout out to Frank from, Colorado.
Oh,
yeah.
That's your people out there. You love Colorado, Fred.
So, Frank, so thank you so much. If you're ever in the Boston area, call us. We will hook you up like no Patriot fan has ever been hooked up before.
Because he's hooked us up.
You hooked
like
us
no
up.
Listener has ever hooked us up before.
You're that lucky. You're number two now, baby.
That's right. And Fred Paul just got another step in that grave. There's fried everything in front of us right now.
Why just Paul?
Yeah, you're going in the grave, too. Tom and I are young enough, so this will catch up to us someday, but not yet.
Boy, if they show that DirecTV ad with Beyonce one more time.
I've never seen it.
She's looking good in that ad.
I think she's overrated.
They can show that as many times as they want.
Yeah, if they do that one more time. What? Finish that sentence.
I might have to leave.
Why?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Because I'm waiting for the day where you explode on some mother.
Oh.
Gary from Syracuse. The only clubs that have clinched a division crown after playing 11 games have been the 85 Bears, 97 49ers, 04 Eagles. How do these teams compare with the Pats of 07?
Where'd you get that information?
Were they all great teams or are they, or, shoot. Something happened. Anyway, how do they compare with this?
Well, two of them won the Super Bowl, and the other one, I believe, went to the Super Bowl, right? Was that 2004, Paul?
I don't know. What are the answers? What are
Eagles
the questions?
2004. Did they go to the Super Bowl that year?
Yes, they did.
So the Eagles the went to the Super Bowl, and the Bears and 49ers won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's it, then. Phil in Annapolis, Maryland. I was listening
Can the Patriots clinch the division after 11 games? Is that the thing?
November 18th.
Buffalo.
Yeah. So that'd be 10
See,
years.
One of the things about clinching quickly, it's not only half of it is how good you are.
Right. The other teams
have to
suck.
Have to really stink, you know?
But I'd like to know where that guy got that information, because I emailed the AFC information director who works for the league, and he couldn't provide me with that information.
Wow.
He's no Steve Alec, that guy. No Steve Alec, who used to be the AFC information director, did a phenomenal job. This new guy, not so good. He works for USA Football now.
You got to talk in the mic, Tom.
I'm not talking to people.
Well, let's see. Phil in Annapolis, Maryland, he says, I was listening to yesterday's show when Paul called Fred a liar again. I started visualizing a fight breaking out in the studio and laughed out loud at the thought. Here's how it might sound.
That was actually 2 days ago, I think.
Here's how it might sound to your listening audience. Fred, Perillo, that is the last effing time you call me a liar. Paul, then don't lie. Paul's statement is followed by several loud crashes along with some choice expletives. The noise stops when Andy yells out, ow, damn it, Fred, you hit my head. What did you do that for? Fred, it's so freaking big, it's in the way. Andy, F you. The melee starts up again until Tom chirps in, you know why? I've had it with you idiots. You want some of this? Come on. All of you, all you hear next is glass breaking, screams of pain, and unintelligible statements. Then we hear nothing, with the exception of someone sniffling in the background. Finally, Gary's voice comes on saying, why is Eric crying and what happened to the studio? Tom, nice of you to notice, Gary. Let's take a break. Just as Gary starts to fade up the commercials, Paul's voice is clearly heard saying, liar, followed by Andy saying, oh, shh, the end. Man, that would be great.
That would be
sudden,
great.
All of a sudden, this is the WWF.
Well, the NFL is a Vince McMahon production these days.
Wow.
Well, according to our listeners.
All right, webradio@patriots.com. We got more emails coming right at you.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at Patriots ExtraPoints.com.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Hey, hey, hey! You know, I was thinking our listeners must get so pissed off at us. It's like, you know, the only reason they're taking a break is so they can stuff their faces. Anyway, I think we have a new go-to place.
Yeah, so?
You know, no more Papagino's. Give out the Sal Mal info. That's the way to go.
The stuff is good. It's just I can't get that image out of my head, although I did eat that sub in about 6 seconds.
I got another half of an Italian here if you want it. It's delicious.
But I can't move. This is like Thanksgiving Day. I can't even – I got to unbutton my pants.
Wow.
Please don't.
So another big
– Andy is – you know why? Andy is bisexual, at least.
You think so?
Yeah, because
– I don't.
You mention anything like, you know, he gets all nervous. You know how when you're gay and you don't want to admit that you're gay,
right.
you always react to something?
Right.
Like, what is unbuttoning my pants?
Why does Fred know when he's gay and doesn't want to admit he's gay?
No, I know guys that are gay are homophobes.
Yeah, I think
are homophobes.
You know.
I think you're definitely a little gay.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll let you know if it ever happens.
You might be
people caught. Who accuse others of being gay are often covering up their
and that's why you've been holding in this thing for so long. That's what's making your head so big. You got to let it out.
Okay.
You know, come to terms with who
boring.
You are, Andy.
Gay, boring,
you know?
Boring.
Goes to the gym.
So I'm the Cartman
time.
Of this show?
takes steam baths.
You will suck you my know. Balls.
All right. Let's see. Well, anyway.
They say it on Comedy Central. I figured we can say it here.
Another big shout out to Frank from Breckenridge, Colorado. Great call on the Sals and Mals.
Is Breckenridge really nice?
I've never like been there. Everything in Colorado.
Gary, is Breckenridge nice?
I've been to Breckenridge, Texas.
And I don't know how in the hell Perillo drinks all these Pepsis. Gary refuses to get water down here, so I had to drink two Pepsis.
Gary blames me for taking the water that's upstairs in my office. Like I would bring the water up in my office.
Paul chain drinks. You know, you have the chain smokers.
I do.
Chain drinks.
You're right about
diet
that.
Pepsi.
I feel
you're
like
right
I have
that.
To burp like 10 times before
I'm addicted.
I'm back to normal.
Yeah, you are.
I'm addicted to it. It's not good, but I don't know how to stop.
Well,
I need help.
My water refusal
last night.
Hey.
Taste of water.
We are on the air, by the way.
Just because it's in the background, the swear is not allowed.
All right. So, Frank, thank you very much. And, how did Frank find out about Sals and Mals?
Apparently, he did a little
search
Google or something.
Okay.
Yeah, he went online.
I hope you didn't see any pictures
delivery
of the place.
Around here.
That's awesome.
Well done, Frank. Above and beyond, not only in the spread, but he had to go the extra mile to find a place because Papagino's didn't
Fred,
have a
yesterday,
credit card machine that worked.
He tried to order at Papagino's, and they said they were only taking cash.
What?
Something they must have had, their machine must have been down.
Oh.
So he needed to find another place.
You know, it's interesting. The Dunkin' Donuts I go to in the morning last week has not been accepting credit cards for some reason.
That's interesting.
Maybe there's some type
not.
Of...
Not.
Let's see. Webradio@patriots.com
that
is the
really
email address.
Not.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Dan writes in. He says, is Jerry Jones crazy enough to pull this off? Is there any way Marion Barber becomes expendable to Jerry Jones considering that his crush, Darren McFadden, may not fall past the Patriots' top five pick? Theoretically speaking, instead of trading both of their first rounders to the Pats to move up into the top five, could you see the boys packaging Barber, who will probably need to be re-signed to a bigger contract considering he'll be offered the highest restricted free agent tender, with their lowest first-round pick to move up? I personally wouldn't give up Barber, but everyone is talking about how Jerry Jones would sacrifice a year's worth of Botox for McFadden. Maroney and Barber would be pretty unstoppable for years to come honestly, is this idea even worth entertaining?
Well, first of all, if Barber's here, Maroney's days are done because he's going to be on the bench. I really think Barber could be a top 10 back in this league. Salisbury said he's a top 5 back, which I think is stretching it a little. But I think this guy, every time he's in there, he does stuff. That's why I don't think I would pick McFadden if I was the Cowboys. I just think they have – look at the age at receiver that they have. You look at their secondary. You look at the depth they have on the defensive line, which isn't great. I think there's a lot of areas they could – even offensive line. Those guys are getting old, the guys that they have. So I think there's a lot of different ways they can go. But Jerry Jones is an idiot, and he falls in love with people. So – but to me, Marion Barber gets more impressive every week when you watch him run. And I just think someone needs to give him a chance.
Is Julius Jones that bad? I mean, he's still pretty good, right?
Yeah, but he's the second guy.
He should be the change of pace guy.
No, he's not a terrible player, Fred. The only thing that people in Dallas are saying is that typically, and it's starting to change now, is that he was getting more of the carries. He should be the guy getting 10 carries, and Barber should be the guy getting 18 to 20 carries. It was reversed, but now it's starting to go Barber's way.
Okay. Let's see. Stripper says, if the Pats go undefeated, Marcellus Wiley on SportsCenter said Pats should get an asterisk in bold.
I heard him say a lot of stupid things. It was like
and he's from
trying
Columbia
to make his
too.
Splash early on, I bet.
Exactly. Andy hit it right on the money. As soon as I heard him, I said, this guy's saying things just to make a splash. He said Adrian Peterson was the best running back he's ever seen. That means Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, and those
teammate
guys.
Teammate LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yes, best ever seen. Now, that's just stupid. That's right. An uneducated thing to say.
This was the first time I saw him, so I assume he's relatively new, right?
He's brand new.
Okay.
And then he said the Patriots deserve an asterisk. So I think it was one of those who was just trying to get on message boards. Marcellus Wiley said this.
Right. Brian from Aspen, Colorado.
We're big in Colorado.
He says, is there a chance that Jackson is on a short leash and could somehow be displaced by Brown? On the Roster Report podcast last week, you thought Jackson could be cut. Do you still have a feeling of impending doom regards to Jackson?
Who said he could be cut?
Down the line, maybe. But we didn't say he could be cut right now.
Okay, but do you think he's on a short leash?
I think everybody's on a short leash. I don't know what that means.
Okay. So you're just...
Do I think he would be activated during a bye week and then cut the following week so Troy Brown could come aboard? No.
Okay.
But short leash, yeah, everybody's on a short... If he screws up or starts mouthing off, oh, I'm on the active... I mean, whatever you think entails being on a short leash, I think everybody's on a short leash.
The one thing I'll say about Jackson is he had some trouble here early on with maturity and things like that. That's a fact. We all know it. And he hasn't this year. He hasn't come out. He hasn't said stupid things. He hasn't rocked the boat at all.
Just the opposite, actually.
Yeah. So I think maybe he's taken a step in the right direction. And amazingly, the mentor is Randy Moss, which just goes into that whole we can't believe what we're seeing.
That whole laughable scenario that's played out.
Yeah, no, he's credited, Fred, I don't know if you read that stuff yet. No, that was one of the Pell stories that he's credited Randy Moss with as being a mentor.
No, I did read that, and I thought that's great.
Yeah, and look, if that's what it took, good for him, good for Chad Jackson for understanding that he's got a lot of talent and doesn't want to waste it.
Not that I want to pat myself on the back, but before I read that, I mean, a few weeks ago I said the best thing for Chad Jackson could be Randy Moss coming on this team because you have to probably think that he has admired him as a kid, and now he's being able to watch this guy do this stuff. So,
and just so people don't say it's all just a media creation, Chad Jackson, in that quote where he credited Randy Moss, even said, you wouldn't think that with Randy Moss, you wouldn't think that he would be one of those guys that would help you. I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
But he said that, how surprised he was that Randy Moss has been as helpful as he has been.
I think Randy Moss is surprising a lot of people this year, not because of on the field, but off the field.
And Schefter, I guess, said he's guaranteed that he'll be back here next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, and that's great.
Adam Schefter usually knows what's
going
around.
He's got an inside
around.
Scoop. Yeah. That guy's connected.
He said Moss loves it here. He loves the area.
I just get a warm feeling just hearing you say that, Tom. I'm just, it's like the night before Christmas. I'm just all, like, giddy.
Well, and it makes sense because in Minnesota, I don't think he knew what it was like to be on the Raiders.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
he had some problems in Minnesota, blah, 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 but he always had success. Then you go to Oakland, and you see what the bottom of the barrel is. And I think now being here, he's saying to himself, I have Tom Brady. I have a great coach. We can win more Super Bowls if I stay.
Right.
Why would I want to go anywhere else?
Right. Matt from Waseca. If you were to rank the top five coaches in the NFL, what would the list be?
Belichick.
Belichick.
Dungy.
Belichick.
Well, I'm trying to think of all the coaches now.
No, I would say...
I would put Dungy in that top five.
Fisher?
Probably Jeff Fisher.
Fisher's a heck of a... I mean, even look what he's doing with that team this
I mean,
year.
It's early, but I like this Rob Marinelli guy.
Yeah, I'm not putting him in the top five, Fred.
Rod. Rod.
I would definitely,
with a D, not a B.
I would feel pretty confident with Fisher and Dungy being included in that.
Oh, yeah.
Christ,
maybe
not,
Mike Holmgren.
There's not
maybe?
Many more.
See, Mike Holmgren's been pretty good for a lot of different years. He hasn't been great.
I agree with your boy on the bus there that Holmgren's a bit overrated.
I don't like him.
I don't.
Who's my boy on the bus?
Your boy. No socks.
It
is what it is.
If you're gonna go with that, then the other 31 teams are a bit overrated.
No,
that's true. And their fans, their cities, their parking lots.
No, I know.
Their shows.
I'm just
socks are overrated.
I'm just trying to credit who said it. Who said it?
I'm not giving you a hard time.
And I'm with you. I don't think Holmgren's a terrible coach. I just think
he's been able to win in different places with
Shanahan.
Different personnel. Shanahan's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, Shanahan.
But I'm not Bill Belichick.
But the only thing about Shanahan I would say is he hasn't won a ton
without
Elway.
Right.
But some of the guys you normally would put in there, like Fox and Joe Gibbs, they haven't really... You know, I still think Gibbs is a – you see even what he's doing with this team. I just think it's a different NFL, and he's not quite equipped to handle it. And I think he's actually said that.
Probably before this year I would have put Andy Reid in that category.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm not sure he belongs now.
You got to, you know.
The bottom line is we're having a hard time coming up with five guys. So that ought to tell you all you need to know about the NFL.
Quarterbacks and – I would have just as hard a time if you say who are the top five quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think there are that many. Once you get beyond, in my opinion, Brady, Manning, and Palmer,
Cowher be in that list if he was still coaching?
Yes,
probably. Yes.
Yeah.
I know that people in New England don't think much of him, but I think he's pretty good coach for a long time.
And if the Chiefs make the playoffs, I'll put Herm Edwards in that list because I just don't know how that guy continues to win. Hey, what'd you guys think? Did you see on Reese's blog the top 10 jersey sales? Brady Quinn was 10th. Don't you find that interesting?
See, now that's a good example. You didn't have to say on Reese's blog. You said you could have said, you know, hey, did you hear that the top 10? But you gave credit to Reese's blog.
Yeah, he's the
this
one.
This is what I'm talking about earlier. People don't do that. It's not
you
bad.
Are really angry about this.
I'm not angry. It's just it's annoying.
It is annoying.
You know?
But he's the one that found – I mean, that's where I read it. So.
Yeah.
But Tomlinson was one, Bush was two, Brady was eighth, Moss was ninth. You all read all this in First Down. Quinn was 10th. To me, that's shocking.
I agree with Fred, by the way. That bothers me, too.
Okay.
I think that's one of the things. You can just say it. Well, because clearly you can go
Jamarcus
and look at
Russell on there.
There's too much, especially with the internet, there's too
right.
much piggybacking off other
but
people's
you know what you,
work.
Yeah. It's very easy to sit there and say, oh, I read this on Mike Reese's blog. I'm going to do a Google on it and find it.
Right.
Now I can just write it.
Right.
I know a lot of people
I know
do
somebody
that.
Who would right. do that.
I'm not making that comment, but you know who I'm talking
Person
about.
Person has a blog. That we're citing.
he just can't.
Matt,
can't help
I just find
himself.
It interesting that I think Brady Quinn, you go, oh, he's a new quarterback. People think he's going to be great franchise quarterback. But using that logic, Jamarcus Russell, the Raiders fans buy jerseys more than anyone. I see Raiders jerseys everywhere.
But even that, I mean, out of all the players in the NFL, he's 10th in jersey sales.
But I think the
girls,
new guys have an advantage if they're at
like
all
him.
Popular because people might already own the other jerseys they
but
might
just,
normally buy.
But he's
buy.
Not playing yet. That's the thing I find. Like, if he was playing right now and doing – then I would say, oh, yeah, he's –
Like, Brady almost surprised me that he's in there in that you'd think a lot of people would have his jersey that were going to consider buying
know.
His jersey.
Manning was fourth. I don't know if Romo was in there. Someone
– He should be high because he's
new. I was
going
to say, you would think Romo would be up there.
Hey, what did you think about
Adrian Peterson should blow up at some point here.
What did you think
purple.
About the survey
cool.
that was out there that had the Patriots as the number two or three brand in sports or the NFL?
Within their home market.
Within their home market or something like that. The Steelers were number one.
Yeah, I would figure
Steelers
the Steelers
are one, the Patriots were two.
But I was surprised the Cowboys were number 10 or something like that.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that?
I don't
that.
Really know what it means. Within their home market... The Stars
because,
are bigger than the Cowboys or something?
No, because I think the Cowboys have more fans all around the country, where mm-hmm. in Dallas. Dallas is not a good fan base. That's a terrible fan base you have. Now you're talking about, like, Boston, Pittsburgh. Those fans love their teams. Dallas fans aren't like that
really?
At all. No.
So it's like the percentage of your hometown that you claim?
Something like that, yeah. And I think they had the other list, too, of the biggest brand names in sports. And the Cowboys were in the top three. The Cowboys,
yeah.
I think, were one.
The Yankees
were in there.
Teams only?
Yeah. The brand itself.
Well, I didn't know if, like, Tiger Woods is considered a brand or Michael Jordan.
No, it was, like, six football teams. I think there was three baseball teams, and the Lakers were, like, nine was the only other one.
The Revs?
The Red Sox and Yankees were both in there. I think the Cubs were in there, and the Braves were in there. And then it was Cowboys, Packers.
Steelers? No?
I don't think the Steelers were in there.
Really?
The Patriots weren't in there either.
Well, then it's not a good thing.
Miami?
It's flawed.
Okay. It was conducted by the same that the other one was.
They let the interns do that one. They had the legit one and the intern one.
Let's see. Also, Matt asks, is there anyone on the offense, running back or wide receiver, that used to be a quarterback that we could use for a trick play deep to Moss? I think that play
Kevin
would be
Falk.
Worth at
Troy
least
Brown,
a try,
right?
Especially if you could do it with a reverse to Stallworth or Welker. What do you think?
I know Kevin Falk.
Didn't Troy Brown play quarterback at some point, Paul?
I'm sure he
has. He's taken snaps as an emergency
guy. Falk
has
thrown the ball.
Kevin Falk is a guy who was a legit quarterback in high school, and he throws the ball very well.
Belichick's probably saying, why would I do that? Why don't I just have Brady throw it?
He's pretty good now.
That's the part of it. I mean, when your offense has been as dangerous as the Patriots, you don't need
to look for
trick ways.
It's not 2001 when they were throwing the ball back to Tom Brady.
You
needed to do that then.
You know who runs that play? Minnesota. They toss it to Peterson. He throws it half like San Diego. Those are the when you have Tom Brady. There's no reason to do that.
And speaking of all stars, on the phone right now is Craig. Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you guys doing? You full?
Oh my God!
Oh boy, this what a display!
Like Tom said, this is like Thanksgiving.
Hey here. Craig, when's the last time you sent us food ever?
No.
Thanks.
He goes out now.
Hey, I apologize for that. What do you want me to do? I mean, I've only
send
been
us
in that
food?
Area one time. I'll take care of it one of these days.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay. We'll put you on the list.
That's a commitment.
Okay.
Do you have a job right now?
Promise,
I'll feel bad if you're unemployed and you're buying
us lunch. We promise if you do that, we won't blow you up that week.
Well, actually, being an engineer, I'm usually on contract, which means, I only work a couple days a week, which allows me to talk to you guys, listen to the show and whatnot.
Well, the rest of the country is very happy with that.
Yeah, well, I just secured a position, so I'm in the process of moving. So I'm packing, listening to you guys. So
where are you moving to?
It's right on the Virginia border, North Carolina-Virginia border.
So now you'll be Craig in North Carolina
or Virginia?
Craig from Pilot Mountain,
Good for you. Getting a big bump in pay?
Excuse me?
Getting a big bump in pay for this move?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then you can buy lunch multiple times.
Yeah. I just bought a new car 2 weeks ago and got a house last week.
Oh, what'd you get for a car?
2007 Taurus.
Nice. Loaded?
Yeah.
Good.
Sunroof? Tint?
I have a question. Fred, why in the hell does Craig make more money than I do?
He's an engineer, you idiot. You don't have it. What do they call those? Discernible skills?
I don't have any skills. I don't know what discernible means, but if it means any, then you're right.
Well, I was kind of blessed with a God-given ability to kind of,
be humble?
Take most anything apart and put it back together again. I figured out what kind of surround sound Paul ended up buying just based on his description of a shopping trip. So, you remember that, Paul?
Paul's chewing.
No, not really.
Chewing. You don't?
He remembers it.
No, I bought a... Go ahead.
You bought a Yamaha at Best Buy. They sold you on the total harmonic distortion crap. Even
they
though you
sold you.
You sure it was me? Did you buy a surround sound? Because actually, my wife bought me a surround sound for Christmas about 4 years ago.
I got the Bose thing.
That's what I'm saying.
The lifestyle
Paul.
System.
Fred got the Bose. There's a shock.
There you
go. Surprise you didn't get. What's that other one? Bancroft Honkum or
Bang & Olufsen?
Yeah, that one.
No. Do you like the surround sound, Craig? Do you use it a lot? Because I got to tell you, I don't even put it on half the time.
Oh,
I got
are you kidding me?
I don't. I'm wondering if I just wait. Is that something I'm missing?
For football, you are.
remote program.
I think it's just overrated.
It's the most overrated thing in the world.
No, I my dogs, I know that it works because my dogs freak out when I'm listening to the surround sound. Because
I don't need it that
loud. They don't know where the sound's coming from, and they're always like looking around and barking.
Overrated. My TV, the volume was on like 20% of what it can go on. I just don't need things that loud in my house.
I don't either.
Oh, when you're watching pro sports, it's great.
Overrated. I don't need it.
Yeah, it's
I don't
awesome.
Say you need anything. You don't need a flat screen
yeah,
either,
I do.
But it's great to have it.
HD, worth it.
Yes.
Surround sound, overrated.
Agreed.
Okay.
Well, I like both of them.
I'm with you, Craig. Rich. What are you doing in there?
I'm with you, Craig.
I didn't realize that you were loaded, Craig. That's
He's
unbelievable.
He's offering to buy food. I can't blow him up.
No.
He hasn't bought any food
God,
yet.
God, no. Don't blow him up.
Craig, did
look,
you have any
look,
Patriots-related
living,
chatter?
Guys, I've been living in the South for almost 30 years. I can't help it. I picked up the whole deal. Speaking slow, the whole deal. I can't help it, but I still got an IQ of 164.
Wow.
Are you taking shots at the entire southern part of the country?
I just got blown up.
No.
We're here.
You're here.
Come on, Gary. What the hell are you doing?
That was a fake blow up.
Hey, guys, what I think sucks. Looking at
the
There you go. Good work. Anytime that idiot says he's got an IQ of 164, I want him blown
Maybe
up.
Maybe he does.
I'll give him any IQ test you want.
All right.
You get me an IQ test, we'll have him take.
Give him the Wonderlic.
Are you going to get Elaine to take it for you?
I think Craig's smart.
Do you know what 164 is?
No idea.
That's genius.
That's Mensa. Right?
He might be a genius in engineering or wherever he dedicates his knowledge.
This is a test about everything. It's an IQ test. It's like an SAT. It's not about engineering.
I believe you, Craig, so just send me food.
I believe you too, Craig.
That means don't send a turkey sub that's cut or uncut. Either way, don't send it.
Let's see. Sean in Edmonton, Alberta. I've been thinking about the future of the Patriots defense lately, and it has been concerning me. When you look back at the eight guys, there's a chance that six of them won't be back next year. Samuel, Wilson, Harrison, Bruschi, Colvin, Vrabel, not to mention Seau.
You thought of that because we talked about it a week ago.
Obviously, that's a worst-case scenario. But even if they all don't leave, I'm worried that we'll see a Bruschi-like drop-off in the older linebackers. Thus, I think this is a critical offseason for the defense. First of all, I think re-signing Samuel is a must. It's too hard to find good players, especially at the cornerback position. I just don't think you can afford to let a top-tier young talent walk away. The safety spot should theoretically be okay if Sanders keeps playing well and Merriweather can possibly step in for Wilson. That brings me to the biggest concern. I know that everyone's been saying this for a while, but the Pats have to do something at the linebacker position. I think in order to keep the defense playing at a high level, they need to sign at least one solid free agent at the position and also use their first-round pick to get a talented young player like Laurinaitis. The free agents at linebacker that I would consider are Terrell Suggs, Lance Briggs.
The people I'd consider. My high standard.
And Carlos Dansby.
I love Carlos Dansby.
I don't know what he's done in the pros, but that play he made in college was the greatest play I've ever seen.
Best highlight tape of all time, Tom.
No, I love Dansby, but I don't know if he's a 3-4 line. He seems
Details. Best college tape ever.
Haven't you been paying attention to this show? We just went to a 4-3 next year. We got Dorsey and Dansbury.
Tom, he made a play at Auburn that they showed on his tape that is just defies description. It was so athletic.
He's been good for Arizona.
He's been good. I think Tom's right. I don't know if he necessarily would be a fit in a
3-4. Damaged goods, so he might be a second-tier free agent?
Sure, maybe get him on the cheap.
I think that email is right on, because I would definitely sign Samuel. But at this point, he's right.
He should.
The linebackers are old now. Something needs to be done. No more of the joking around that, we say this every year. They need to, because like we said, Bruschi's probably gone. Okay, mm-hmm. Vrabel, if he's on his way out
might
at some
be gone.
Point.
Colvin, but he's got a couple more years.
Colvin has a cap number as high as
I am telling
anyone.
You right now, if they go undefeated and win the Super Bowl, I think there is a better-than-average chance that you've seen the last of Mike Vrabel.
Going to another team or retiring?
No, retiring.
No, not Vrabel.
I am telling you, that's
really?
The vibe I get.
Really?
He's never told me. Let me be, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. Let me be very upfront. No one's ever said anything. I'm not saying something that I know that I can't say.
But we told you earlier, read between the lines.
No, I'm telling you specifically not to read between the lines. I'm telling you specifically, it's just a vibe I get.
But he's going to finish
the
year with
listening to him.
Sacks.
He's
maybe
having a
he
great
doesn't
year.
Want to be, as this guy put it, the Bruschi. He doesn't want to fall off.
He's too smart. He doesn't want to play.
He can go out on top. He can have a perfect season, go into college football, go run something at Ohio State, run the weight room.
I think he wants to coach. I think he really, really wants to coach.
He's still got a couple more years.
I think he loves his...
He wants to go out with the ability to walk, the ability to think,
the ability to be on top. I think he's a family guy. He loves his family, his kids. He wants to. I think he wants to spend more time with
them. Regardless, Seau, Brewski are gone. The young guys can't play. We know that.
Colvin's getting paid a ton.
Colvin's going to have to take a pay cut.
They need to do something.
Colvin's Thomas is old.
Colvin's salary cap number. Mike Reese, I'll give him credit again. Mike Reese wrote about it yesterday in the Globe. That is going to need to be addressed. His cap number
you can't pay
for next year is far too high.
On the phone is Chelsea. Oh. Chelsea, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hold on,
what?
Chelsea.
What?
I mean, a woman calls the show and you immediately have to start acting
it's
like
ridiculous.
That.
It's ridiculous.
That's what we do.
We're men. She's a woman.
Hey, how you doing?
I apologize, Chelsea.
I don't think a female's ever called the show.
Can't you hear that? Can't you hear that flirtatious laughter? Come on.
You guys stopped reading my email, so I figured I had to call.
No, that's just Fred.
Why are you not reading
Fred
emails?
Fred is a terrible host.
I always read them.
Skips all. Yeah, Tom's in love with you, so he reads them. But
I think Tom's leaving his wife
Tom
for you.
Tom even emails me back.
She's hot, too.
What?
What's that, Tom?
What's that now? Why is Tom's face getting all red?
Aw.
Wow.
He hit a nerve here, or something else.
When are we on the West Coast again?
Do you know Tom does the show with his shirt off? Did you know?
I know. When are you guys on the West Coast?
All right, now we're about four times.
Yeah, we'll be out there quite often next year.
Yes, that sounds good. I can't wait. So, what's up, guys?
What's up with you?
You called us.
So you are a working model, correct?
Am I paying for this call?
Yes, I am.
Chelsea, I have a question for you. Some of the listeners of this show, whether they be male or female, can tend to criticize us sometimes for getting a little bit rowdy and guy radio like.
Obnoxious, dirty.
Yeah, we're a little obnoxious, and we'll admit we're guilty as charged. But does that bother you as a woman when we kind of get over the line sometimes?
No, I think it's funny. Like on Wednesday, I think you guys were going crazy and yelling at each other, but it keeps it more interesting. And it's not like you're talking about me personally or anything. So I think these girls are taking it too personally.
I agree.
It's pretty funny. And then tell you about you don't want to say, quote, bad words. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, we should
don't
be able
care,
to swear.
Well, I'm glad we're not offending all of the females in our audience anyway. At least
no.
There's probably only like five.
I was going to say, well, we know
all
we
two
have,
of them are all right.
Yeah, we know we have Jen, who loves us and likes the raunchy behavior at times, and now Chelsea does.
Chelsea,
too,
how did you become a Patriots fan?
Well, since I was like two, I don't know, my whole family, I'm from Worcester.
Oh, you're from Worcester, okay.
Yes.
Do you know Chris Ferreira?
He's not Chris,
from Worcester.
Not personally.
Not from Worcester?
Chris is from Lowell, Bill Ricca originally, and he lives in Fitchburg now.
Oh, that's close to
Brian Lowe.
Yeah.
Brian
well,
Lowe?
Actually, next year is my mom's high school reunion, so I might be out there.
Well, stop on by.
Heck yeah.
Fred,
I know you had Lexi
Fred,
on the
Fred
show,
usually
so.
Gives
you... Yeah, Fred, we will give you a tour.
Fred
you can
usually
be on the
gives
show.
The tours of the stadium, but for that one,
first.
For that one, we'd
like,
have to
no.
say Tom
so
would give the tour.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a tour. We'll get lost somewhere. And
easy.
Never know what'll happen.
Yeah, no,
just ask Andy where he goes.
No broom closets.
Wow.
Okay. Well, Chelsea, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Call back anytime.
Anytime.
Sure. Right. Oh, wait. I had a question.
I thought you just called to talk. Yeah.
Well, it was kind of funny. I was listening to ESPN, and they were asking, like, the listeners, who in sports would you vote for president? And I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
That's a good question.
Who in sports would I vote for president?
Dan Klyko.
I'd have to think about that.
That's a tough one.
But it's a good one. Junior Seau, maybe?
I'd vote for Shaq.
No?
Shaq. I'd vote for Shaq, yeah.
Yeah, that was, some Shaq. People had said that.
Yeah, he'd be a great president.
He can't speak.
He's funny.
How about Bill Belichick?
Can Bush. God, Bush can't speak.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'd vote for Bill Belichick because if he inserted country for team and made the best decisions in the interest of the country, I think we'd be the best country in the world. He'd cheat, lie, we'd be wiping planet other countries
off
the earth.
We'd be wiped off the planet in his first 6 months.
I think we'd be wiping other countries off
the
planet.
The remainder of the world would absolutely hate us.
I would vote for Shaq because he's funny and we'd get rid of all fat people.
Tiger Woods is a guy that I might vote for.
No chance. I hate Tiger Woods.
I like Tiger Woods. I know.
I'd assassinate him if we voted him president.
I don't know why Tiger Woods dislike Tiger Woods so much.
Chelsea, you like Tiger Woods?
Nah, I don't like golf. It's boring.
I agree. And Tiger Woods is a pompous jerk.
His baby's cute.
Well, that's because his wife's hot. All right, thanks, Chelsea.
All right, have a good day.
I got to give that right, some thanks. Thought, though. President in sports. Not sure I'd vote for no one. Have anybody.
If
I don't
Craig
vote.
Asked that question, would we give it as much attention?
No.
God, no. Craig doesn't sound
Actually,
like
I
that.
Actually, I think this is a pretty good question, though. Who would you vote for in sports as president?
Lynn Swan. Oh, no, he couldn't
who's
even be governor.
Who's a good leader?
Well, Belichick, for all of those things, I think is Andy's right about.
Yeah, but well, let's talk about athletes. Let's take coaches out of it.
Okay, just athletes. Players. How about Derek Jeter?
Now, I was thinking that, but...
Well, we'll let people email
What's
in.
What's wrong with Derek Jeter?
Who in sports...
He's the pretty boy, keeps everyone happy. Every once in a while, he has to make a decision. He makes it.
How about Brady?
No.
Too young. Not enough experience.
Don't trust his smile.
Yeah.
That's my...
Get out of wedlock.
So, Derek Jeter... Derek, everything you said about Derek Jeter, doesn't that apply to Brady as well?
I was trying to say, I mean, who's not too young?
Well, we know Brady
okay,
can't
Vinny
be president.
Okay, Vinny Testaverde. How about that?
I mean, if Brady's too young, I mean, who's not too young then?
Well, you know.
I was going to say, most athletes are in their late 20s, early 30s.
Mike Lowell?
Now you're playing by the rules of... No.
Mike Lowell.
Big Baby Davis?
How about Manny Ramirez?
Just not to be a Manny. This is a good... You got to think
question.
Of...
Bobby Orr?
Cunts.
You know, I bet you...
Larry Bird?
I bet you a good catcher not would Larry be a Bird. Would be a decent
Jason
president.
Veritek.
You know, one of those catchers
No,
who,
he's my chief of staff.
Chief of staff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone in sports... Basketball,
I
hockey.
Think, I think you know Muhammad Ali before the MS. I would have voted.
What about
for.
Schilling?
The MS
no,
or
doesn't have
the MS or the Parkinson's disease.
Whatever he has,
whatever he's got, yeah. Cancer.
No,
AIDS,
I hate Schilling.
Diabetes, whatever.
No,
but you want someone that's going to unite people and other countries will respect. And Tiger Woods.
Do you know who our president is right now?
Well, you know how many people don't want him to be president. That's my point. You know,
they voted him in twice.
I know, and
twice.
I think a lot of people are regretting it.
Twice.
I know.
Not once.
I know.
Are you regretting
Are you ready
him?
For you some football? For
I had no other alternative.
Wasn't there another guy running?
Given the same choices, I'd vote for him again. The sad thing is that's the choice.
Lost in this dumb argument is the fact that Chelsea welcoming Tom Casale to come to the West Coast and do who knows what four times next year.
Quote, anytime.
Yeah, she's going to show me around. Show me the sights.
Hey, Frank.
Sounds like she wants to show you more than around.
Hey, is my wife going to be there?
No, but I might tell her.
You won't know.
You're openly flirting.
You won't know. You don't even
Did
know
you see how
you don't know how sneaky I am.
How ready got when she goes, Tom actually emails me back.
Yeah. Enough with that. Enough with that.
Easy.
Frank
Yeah, all of a sudden he wants to keep it down now.
What are you guys talking about?
Frank, our benefactor of today, writes, and he says, I felt totally guilty when I was listening to the podcast of yesterday's show last night and heard everybody get so happy about the lunch I hadn't ordered. Probably not such a bad thing for Paul and Fred to skip a meal, but definitely not for the diabetic. Oh. Anyway, I hope lunch arrived today and was good.
Great.
The show is a lot of fun and adds value to what the team does on the field.
Actually, I had to go to the hospital yesterday, and the doctor said I only have 3 months to live. Thanks, Frank.
Oh, no.
Frank, this is an outstanding feast, and despite that blatant cheap shot you took at Fred and I,
No,
this
thanks,
was
Frank.
This was the best
tremendous
the best lunch we've had.
I always,
we've had a lot of them provided for us by the great fans of PFW
want that
and
half
Progress.
Of the Italian?
We'll
it's
see.
Delicious.
I don't need it.
Fred,
I'm gonna,
shut up.
Have a couple bites so that next time you know what to order.
Okay.
Shut up.
What?
Why do you got to have people buy your freaking suits, have bites of your stupid sub?
I try to
Jesus.
I try to give people
You do try to make
spread,
people
spread the
You've
joy.
Asked 100 times
you know what?
If we
Maybe you should
sub.
Be the guy in sports that we elect as president. You're a uniter of men.
What shave cream are you using?
The one you
You've already sold
to.
Him
listen,
on that stupid paste.
No, I know, but listen, don't use that Everyman Jack. Have you seen that stuff? In...
I got the cream you told me
yeah,
to
but which
buy.
Which cream?
Whatever one you told me
Neutrogena?
To buy.
Neutrogena?
Yes.
That's good stuff. Don't use that Everyman Jack. I tried it. It coagulates on the blade. It takes forever to get off.
All right. I bought the one you told me
Not
to buy.
Not in a gay way, of course.
This is
Thank
very
you.
Gay.
All right. Jesus. What,
Am I the only one that doesn't shave with a blade every day?
When yeah. do you shave with?
Well, I don't shave no, every day.
I haven't shaved since Tuesday.
In the 60s.
I won't be shaving till next
I don't
Tuesday.
I'm shaving with a blade.
Isn't that Norelco, the one you got when Victor Kayev bought the team?
Fantastic. And it absolutely is a Norelco. You get a new one every couple
that
of years.
Works, Paul.
Fantastic.
Is it the wet one? You can take it in the shower with you?
Yeah. I've always wanted to
You can
try
actually
it,
use shaving cream in it, too, if you want.
But they're so expensive, I didn't want to buy one.
Oh,
which
no,
one is
you'll
it?
You'll buy one for two, 3 years.
Those blades that we have to
No,
get?
But I agree with Tom. How do you know which one to get? Because well, they start at like $50 and go up to like $400.
I don't know, this, but mine is very
Fred.
Good.
Fred.
And you can get it
well,
wet.
Well, it is the holiday shopping
off.
Season. We should, you know, it's time to.
So Chelsea, if you want to send us gifts,
I don't know. Do I look like
if
I
you own? Want Tom to have a clean shave when you guys do whatever it is you're going to do?
You guys
don't
obviously have known me. You've known me all this time. You never knew I didn't shave. So it has sometimes to be, you look has a little to be working, you know, at least a little bit.
I got to be honest, morning? Paul. I only listened to about
30%. Did I shave with the electric this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
You see a little, you know.
Well, yeah, you don't get it. No, it's not anywhere near. Shadow. It's not anywhere near as clean as shave.
Break. Take a break.
How's
what's
that
the
brawn?
Matter?
Have you ever tried the brawn? Isn't that if, the best?
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
No, because he's not
that's what Teddy
stop.
Bruschi has.
It's not going to stop.
It's only
going to keep what, going
Gillette?
And going.
It's Gary, not, the company man.
I'm not going to tell you. It's not anywhere near as close as with a blade, Frank.
Next thing you
it's
know,
nothing like that.
Isn't there? I thought their slogan was as close as a blade or your money back.
In order to
they
get,
depend on people like Paul that are too lazy to mail it back.
Dave Dudek made millions over the years off them.
In order to get that, I think it defeats the purpose for the amount of time that you would have to take.
I just don't like the guys I see on the highway next to me shaving.
You can check them out. I'd be
uncomfortable.
It would take – how long does it take you to shave with a blade?
I don't know, 2-3
minutes. I mean, it takes 30 seconds to do it with the electric. I mean, the time that you save is significant.
I think I tried the electric once.
That's
all
I
own hairs.
But if I took the 5 minutes that I took to do it with a blade, I would have a shave as close as the blade.
Or your money back.
Right.
The new barber I go to uses a straight edge.
I know, and I was thinking that last night when I was getting my hair cut.
All right.
As she just took the shears
and
out.
From and now on, can you read Chelsea's emails? Because she's apparently emailing
every
day.
Why do you
just
have an email from her here?
Because you probably already deleted it.
Cali girl.
Probably in my inbox.
And they often have photo attachments.
All right. Let's see.
She's
Andrew.
Quite an attractive woman, Fred.
Andrew.
She is.
She's a model.
She sounds cute. She's got a nice playful voice.
And her and I are going.
I think she was openly flirting with Tom.
She was.
Andrew,
apparently she's never seen a photo of Tom.
Obviously.
That's the downside. I'm going to have to doctor one of those up, have more hippie old Photoshop, take that nose down a little bit.
Andrew in Central Florida, three questions. One, what percent chance do you think there is that Troy sees a few snaps this year?
86.
86% chance.
I think he gets activated and plays at some point.
Better than 50-50.
All right. Two, what percent chance that Chad Jackson gets on the field?
91.
91.
I'd say it's 100% that he gets on the field because I think he's going to be active soon.
Okay, and what do you think of this glimpse into the crystal ball? Next season, we lose or trade Stallworth and use Chad in his place?
What are you going to trade Stallworth for?
Can't trade.
Well, you'll lose him.
You can't. Well, but. I suppose you could, but not, they have that option bonus.
Right.
And then there's no sense of giving a guy an option bonus and then trading him.
Right?
So
again,
you basically can't trade him.
This was a guy on the open market that two teams cared about.
Right. And he'd be trading him for a fifth round pick.
You don't think
like that
he increased his value, though, by playing so far?
Little.
I think if you say Welker is taking advantage of the people around him, I think Stallworth is. Andy, I think one of the best things you ever said was your assessment of Stallworth. He doesn't have great hands. He's not going to be a dominant receiver. He's a poor man's Randy Moss, where he's going to go deep.
That was his assessment, huh? Interesting.
I thought so too. Apparently, Paul thinks it was his.
But
it was said on this show.
Someone said it, and it wasn't me. So, whoever said it, that was a good assessment because I think that's what he is. And I just receivers don't get a lot in trades to begin with. So
nobody gets a lot in trades.
That's what I'm,
really.
So my point is, what are you really going to trade him for? You know, like a fourth or fifth round draft pick? Is it?
Plus, the bottom line is you can't trade him because he's not going to be your property to trade. He's going to be a free agent. If you don't give him that option bonus, he's not going to belong to you. And if you give him the option bonus, it doesn't make any sense to trade him.
Let's see. Carmine in St. Catharines. Earlier we were talking
about
refs and why they don't have them as full-timers. So the argument used for full-time refs is they would get more training than the part-time refs and maybe thinking of a career, it would attract more committed and younger people than they have now. So that's the argument for.
I guess it'll be a pretty good career if you only work 16 days a year.
I just don't think that they can put that much more time into what they do as full-time refs. I guess that's where I disagree.
I got a question for you guys. Rodney Harrison becomes a ref, works the Patriots game, makes a terrible call against the Patriots. What happens?
He's vilified. No, I don't know.
No, I'm asking. Do the fans for?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Of course they
He won't be a Patriot anymore.
Yeah. Does he have, like, he has an agenda for how he left or something like that? Not the fact that he's just a referee who made a bad call.
They'd rip him. Of course, I think the history he now has will preclude
I don't
him
think
from
he'll ever
being
be
a
ref.
Referee.
Let's see. Andy in Vermont wants to talk about Roethlisberger. He says those five TDs came on a short field because the Ravens' offense stinks out loud. and turned it over again and again. I think Big Ben is overrated, too.
You're
the
overrated.
Size and strength are his biggest attribute. I don't think he's a great reader of defenses and was terrible in the Super Bowl that they somehow won when Antoine Randle-El throwing better passes in that game. But that's just my opinion. He also is the benefactor of a pretty good defense and stability in the Steelers organization.
Hey, Paul, answer a question. How did the Steelers get to the Super Bowl in that AFC Championship
three,
game?
Three unbelievable performances by Ben Roethlisberger against Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Denver in that order.
On this radio show, that is the worst argument that people bring up is his performance in that Super Bowl. Because
he didn't play well in that Super Bowl.
No, he played
terrible. But he played three great, not good, great games.
So to say that he won because they had a great defense, because they had this, well, they got there because they had Ben Roethlisberger.
And I saw the touchdown passes, and none of them was a little one-yard toss.
No.
They were all 25 yards, 30 yards.
First of all, the guy
rolling out of the pocket, making plays happen.
His escapability is phenomenal. Not like he's running down the field, Michael Vick, making 80-yard runs, but he makes people miss and throws touchdown passes with regularity. Now, Fred, can I read an email? Since
he's almost better on the run than he is in the pocket.
Apparently, he's okay in the pocket, too. He's a pretty good player now. You ever notice that his stats earlier are always like 8 of 9
touchdowns? He's always 9 for 11 for 140 yards and 2 touchdowns, and then they play Katie by the door. That game's over.
What's Katie by the door?
It means the game's over, and they play it close to
You know
to the
that one?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Like, where's it from?
Katie by
Just
the
run
door?
The clock up. I don't know what it means.
Announcers
Katie
have said
by
it.
The door.
You've never heard that, Fred?
No.
Announcers have said it for years in regards to football.
All right, well, now I need to read an email, because apparently Gary now prints for me to read any important emails, because he knows Fred will skip them. This is from Doug in France. I hope Fred pays you guys a boatload of money. And that's probably why he didn't read it to have Fred read it, because he doesn't pay us a boatload of money. You guys are unbelievable. My wife, who is French, cannot believe that every night I plunk myself down in front of the computer and chuckle for 2 hours. You have what every other talk radio show strives for.
Wow.
Which is a phenomenal compliment.
That is a phenomenal
compliment.
If we
ever have a commercial where we play like... If we ever have one of those commercials where we take a little quote and put it on the screen and it says Doug... That would be one of them.
Yep.
You have what every other talk radio show strives for. And then he said, are there any college linebackers Patriots may be interested in for next year's draft?
Well, Tom already talked about Laurinaitis, and you know Andy mentioned the USC guys, Malayuga.
Gary, I know we're not allowed to single out any one player here, but say we take Laurinaitis with the 8th pick in the draft, and he's good. Not immediately, but he's good. Would you be allowed to play the what a rush in the stadium? Like as his personal big play song noise?
We're kind of anti-fun.
I know.
On defense,
as I said yesterday, I know the Patriots don't even try to have game presentation.
My guess is that he wouldn't want that.
I would. It's awesome.
And you know that's not his father.
You know my dream. Did I tell you guys my dream?
But you know that the guy who said, ooh, what a rush.
Oh, no, I know. It's the other one who says it.
The other one said
still
that?
Part of it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But
Hawk said it.
But they're like, I mean, they're a tag team. It goes together.
No, I know what you're talking about.
And that's my dream is, you know how we have to walk through that stupid family tunnel thing at the end? If I ever see him, you guys might have to pry me off him.
You know how we go to the training camp?
You go outside?
That's how I do it after the game, because I will not walk through that tunnel anymore.
Oh, there's a lot of hot girls in there. I go through there.
It's
too cold to walk outside now.
No, but I don't like pushing my way through that thing. And, you know, it's just...
It's the most awkward time of our job.
It is awkward, but it's, you know, it's
usually
less than a minute.
Right.
I mean...
You actually have to get mentally prepared. You got
to
go.
I've actually had to stand in front of that door and wait for people to get out of the way so I can go up the stairs.
That happens, but sometimes you hear things too.
I just walk through the concourse.
Those things we're not supposed to report on. Sometimes I hear.
And that's usually
down
when the coach is looking and they say, "Hey, how you doing?" Because they win every game and they're always happy to see you at that time. So,
I feel
like we make some brownie points when
Jeff
we walk through.
Jeff from Carrollton, Texas, has a good email. It's an over/under, not your typical one though.
Does it have halves?
You ready? A number of Fred Felger arguments before it becomes physical, 1.5.
I'll take the over. Fred's
right.
A wuss.
Yeah, 3 or 4, I think.
A number of Papagino orders before the first PFW heart attack, 5.5.
Under.
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 Fred is any minute now.
You always got to go under that when Fred's involved.
And those two are interesting. They come first because they could be combined, the heart attack and you fighting with Felger. Your head
true.
Pops
that
off, that bright
could,
red you
two
get.
Two birds with one stone right
Or
there.
When he calls you a liar. You get mad then, too.
Number of trysts before Lori, with Lori before Andy's wife finally finds out about their unholy affair.
I'll take the under.
Yeah,
Why are you
If I don't start shutting my mouth soon, it's going to be...
My wife's already mentioned it, which isn't good.
Yeah.
Number of times Paul calls Fred a liar next week, 85.5.
I'm going to take the under.
I'll take
on that.
The over.
I'm going to put the kibosh.
Yeah, he does it a couple times. Then he gets scared. You're really mad, and we'll fire him.
Well, because that's what happens. We're just arguing, and then all of a sudden he really gets mad.
Well, I don't like being called a liar.
And then it's not funny anymore.
So don't lie. You're next.
There you go, fat mouth.
Were you around yesterday when Chris Ferreira was talking?
First of all, the only person scared of Fred is Chris Ferreira.
Did you know he's having wisdom teeth removed today? That's why he's not in the office.
And he made out a will.
And, yeah, he thought he was going to die. He was scared to death. Fred, can you listen to me? I know when you can't read and listen, so... And he said, I'm really worried that I won't recover by Monday and I'll miss Monday. And I said, why are you worried? Because Fred will fire me if I miss too many days.
He's right.
The guy has surgery, and if it doesn't go well, like he's dead in a hospital bed, you're going to fire him?
I'll fire any of you. I don't care.
That's not true.
You can't fire me, Fred.
People around here that should have been fired years ago.
I got a house, a wife, two kids.
Continuing, number of Pats versus Colts games before Tom bites Polian's face off. One.
What? Who is this?
It's nobody.
Nobody?
What?
Number of Pats versus Colts game before Tom bites Polian's face off. One.
I can't get to him.
Number of jokes made next week about Fred's robot gutter cleaner after it doesn't work. 30.
Over. Oh, yeah, that's over. I'll take you over on that.
Number of uncomfortable glances by B-Lo at the Patriots Today host, 10.5.
Over. Never seen the show, but based on all the reports that he's creepy on the show, I think they're all right.
Number of listeners to John Rook's show, 1.5. I think his mom listens.
Under. She's upstairs. She just listens down the basement hall.
I'm going with the over.
And
on
one
we're
over
very
under,
big on the internet.
How many games will the Pats win this year? 18.5.
Over.
Yeah, I think they're running the table, folks.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
Nope. I'm saying it because we've said it since week two.
All right. Now, Gary's. What are all this stuff? What's
what are
this?
What are all
Gary
are
killing
all
trees
stuff?
Left and right today?
What are all this stuff? He says.
Oh, Christy in D.C. Another girl who thinks you're funny.
Oh, nice.
Don't forget about me, guys. I'm one of the five girl listeners who thinks you're funny as hell. I wish I could call in, but I'm already breaking the rules a little bit listening to you at work.
So you're
thankfully,
a bad
my
girl.
Internet radio filter hasn't figured out how to block Patriots.com yet, and I'll be happy to buy you guys lunch. As soon as you help me win my office pool. I
what
have to
need?
Admit, Andy is my favorite, so I've been using
send
his
a photo.
Picks.
Oh, don't do that. God, no. Yeah. Stop. For Christ's sake, stop.
But unfortunately, that hasn't been working out too well for me, so I'm going to go with the leg this week, even though I'm not sure he knows anything about football.
He's more feminine than you are.
I'm going with that dumb luck theory. That. If it works out, lunch with me next week, and I'll definitely take you up on that offer for a tour next time I'm back in Massachusetts.
Have you sent a photo?
Christy, can I just say something? That might not be a good idea because the leg is due for a bad
yes.
week. Like I said, Andy was
he's
due
lost
for a
like
good...
six games in the last.
Yeah,
three
he knows
weeks.
Nothing about football. Sooner
but
or later, it's going to show up.
But even that though, so let's just say he doesn't know anything about football. Just the odds, he's due for a bad week. He's had phenomenal weeks again and again and again.
Right.
So, I would probably lay off the leg.
If he
this
continues
week.
To have this much success in the picks, I'm going to start buying into like God and like if you're nice to God, he helps you out thing. Because there's no other reason why he's doing well.
He does have a little bit of luck. Maybe yeah. I should stop giving God the finger.
I got to start going to church every once in a while.
Let's see. Shannon writes in. His title of his email says, it tastes like chicken.
Uh-oh. Based on the one I'm looking at now, the photo he sent, that can't be good.
First of all, I have a random thought. Thank you all very much for not having the breathy, raspy, smoke voice fee jock as part of your show. You know the one that sounds hot over the air, but in reality cooks her bacon and butter and snorts lines of sugar. Just a thought, but thanks anyway. You can put an asterisk next to that statement.
What does that mean?
I don't have...
Well, you know, some of these, like that overnight Fox show has the girl on it. And
we have Lori on occasionally.
Yeah, but she's not really...
Time out. Why are you teaming up on me?
I know what he's talking about. Anyway, this whole psychoanalyzing of what Billy Belichick says and does is stupid. It's not his fault if he doesn't want to verbally make out with the other team's players like Dingo Ears does after the game.
Who's Dingo Ears?
I'm assuming
Dungy. Go grope your own players, Dungy. Don't you need to shrink 3 feet and go wrap Christmas presents pretty soon?
He does look like a little bit
As far as Dolphin Don goes, there's an asterisk that goes next to every Dolphin game played, and that's the one that signifies the gayest uniforms possible were used that day. Hey, Don, what rhymes with not so great? 0-8. What rhymes with hula hoop? Shula poop.
This guy's as mature as I am.
Anyone know why Dan Marino did all those isotoner commercials? It's because you can't fit isotoners on with a Super Bowl ring on your finger. Peace out, Peckerwoods. Good email.
That's a good email. Who's that, Shannon?
Yeah, he always has good emails.
That's a very good.
What's the matter?
His name is Clink.
Yeah, Clink.
Clink. I don't really like
Shut
it.
Shut up.
Not everyone's last name was Hart or Smith or right. Jones.
I like Hart. Oh, by the way, in that South Park last night, the rich record producer was Mr. Hart.
Yeah.
All right, move on. Fred, your commercial was just on with Beyonce again, so you better do I'm gonna. You need a minute?
I might.
wait a minute.
Let's see.
Now he needs new
we
pants.
Have that top 10 list of the jerseys.
Yeah, is Romo in there?
No.
Shocked.
Wow, that's terrible.
I'm shocked. Is T.O.?
Let's see. One is the Danian Tomlinson. Two is Bush. Three is Urlacher. Four is Manning. Five is Favre. Six is Palamalu.
Or Palamalu.
Palamalu.
Depending on how you look
seven
at it.
Seven is Vince Young. Eight is
Brady.
Tom Brady. Nine is Moss. Randy Moss. And 10 is Brady Quinn.
I am shocked that Romo isn't in the top 10.
And how is Brett Favre still in there? He's been around forever. You didn't buy his jersey
Aikman
yet?
Aikman was number two the year after he retired. So those great quarterbacks are in there forever. For
those are
reason.
The ones I never understand. You would think that
everybody, has
everybody should have wants one of those shirts gets it.
And yeah. It's not like the new young kid is going to keep buying
and
it.
That's
like
why I'm surprised
middle schooler.
That Romo
he should be in there.
Did you hear Romo's comments after his contract?
Women probably buy his jersey
right.
too. What?
Did you hear Romo's comments after he got his contract?
No, I don't think so.
He said, like, you know, money doesn't really change me. I'm really waiting for a girl to walk up and tell her that she really wants to spend the rest of her life with me.
And he's got like, Britney what? Spears dancing
Bert,
on his lap.
Are you kidding me?
Bert Breer said he's the most down-to-earth guy he's ever met in this business.
Yeah, Brady used to be like
that, I was going
to
say, that'll change.
I said to him, I said, do you think that'll change? And he said, I don't know. I'll let you know. But right now, apparently you could just go up to him in his locker and ask him questions, unlike some quarterbacks.
A lot of people told me, like Kevin Mannix and those guys that were around, they told me Drew was like that very much the first two or three years. He changed. I saw firsthand when Brady was definitely right. like
and,
that when he was here. He's changed.
I imagine.
And not necessarily like as a negative.
No,
it's just
it's
the demands on the time. I don't mean that to be in
right.
a, no, disrespectful to Bledsoe or Brady.
You just can't be that accommodating.
It's like us. We get all this food. We've changed.
Right. Brady talks
We're
once fatter. A week or he'd never get to practice.
Right.
Justin says, screw you guys. Someone get Chelsea her own show. She sounds hot.
She does sound hot.
She did
and
sound
she is.
Sounded like a 1-900 call.
All right. Frank. Can we be respectful
guys,
of her?
Yeah, you guys lay her off her. It's kind of like
lay her off her?
It's kind of like Andy and Lori. Anytime you say anything negative about Lori, he's always like, all right, all right.
So you got to defend your girl now?
This guy makes fun of every living being. But if you say anything about Lori Baranski, it's
a
all right, all right. Big joke. That's what it is.
But first, let's turn it over. Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart. Andy?
I've moved
Thanks,
on.
Lori.
Thanks,
I'm past Lori. I got, what's her name?
Big and fast
Christy
in
Washington?
Score.
Christy in Washington. Maybe she thinks she looked like Matt Damon, too.
It was in Washington at that ESPN zone why, where the guy thought,
why
was it a guy or a girl? Was it a guy or a girl?
Nice.
I forget whether it was a guy
outed.
Or a girl.
You just outed yourself.
Tom's right.
It's not the gay way, of course. I think it was a guy. Now that I look back on it.
It was a girl.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, no, why'd you have to
squirt it, Paul?
Way, of course.
Oh,
Christy has a strap on.
Chelsea said it's okay. She likes it when we talk
Spider.
Dirty.
Spider! Oh, Josh says, wow, you can tell a woman with a nice voice is called in. You're all talking over each other with the loudest voices ever.
I don't think that's true.
You don't?
We weren't talking all over each other.
I think we were.
I thought that email was going to say you guys are all of a sudden
being
respectful
right.
and nice.
Normally,
which we never are.
And we weren't even respectful to her, really.
But people like Craig are a dime a dozen. We don't care if we lose him.
Right. Crazy Southerners.
Craig's like the brunt of every PFW in progress
and he
joke.
Loves it.
He's famous.
He's part
he
of
is
the
famous.
Show.
He is
Except
famous.
He's losing his identity. I mean, it's like Montana Craig. With the Chiefs. Craig in North Carolina? Yeah. He's Craig in South Carolina.
Well, right. we were talking
the whole
about
world evolution change.
What pro athlete should be president. Yeah. We'll close the show with Brian's submission. He says, Anna Kournikova, who would want to unite with her? All right.
Well done.
That's going to do it for this edition and this week in PFW in Progress. No game this weekend, but we will see you next Tuesday.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and...